everybody loves Dynamite.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK. 1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Can't stop the run. Can't stop the run.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
It's the Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? And now, ladies and gentlemen, a man who is in a stable but hateful relationship.
Yeah, but at least we know where we stand.
That's right, absolutely. Very good. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Play your jingle, dumbass.
Oh,
there you go. Go ahead.
Thank you.
SRE.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Juice, and all the ships at sea. And now, because heightened security prohibits them from ever being in the air studio at the same time, here's Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob. Don is on his way. Don had a meeting.
Yeah.
Yes, we've had a lot of meetings lately.
Yes, we have.
Professional meetings, personal meetings, Rob. Yes, it's been meeting-rific.
Absolutely.
Making friends.
Want to thank all of you for covering for me yesterday as I was taking what is referred to, ladies and gentlemen, as a personal day.
We missed you.
Well, let me tell you something right now. The term was invented for yesterday. It was a very personal day. Yes, a lot of personal business, Rob. As you know, my personal situation hanging on by a thread, so we were trying to deal with some serious issues yesterday, and that's what you do.
Right.
You occasionally, put the career behind you for a moment.
You have to.
And go deal with things, and that's exactly what we did.
TCB, baby, as I believe how Elvis referred to it.
Taking care of business.
Sure, Jack.
I want everybody to know that I'm doing fine.
Good.
You look good.
Thank you. I feel good. Why not? Mm-hmm. Feeling very good.
Sure.
Looking forward to this weekend.
Sure.
We have a huge weekend on the show. We are going to be doing our fantastic Las Vegas-style show. Details being worked out as we speak, and Don's going to tell you more about that. But let me get right to it. Let me explain why I was not here yesterday. Okay. As many of you know, my marriage is in tatters.
Mm.
I'm trying desperately to put things together, and we are trying to work things out, and things are going as well as can be expected, and a lot of people deal with situations like this, and we had, little counseling, a little chat with people, just trying to get things worked out, and I just wanted to mention one thing. I don't think it's a real good sign when your marriage therapist gives your wife the name of a divorce lawyer.
You're kidding.
I don't call me nuts, call me insane, call me crazy.
Mike, you're wacky.
I just don't think that's the best idea in the world.
That wasn't like a brother-in-law? Or?
Credibility, as far as I was concerned, just kind of went out the window when that fact was revealed to me. It just seems to me that if you're working to try to put something together,
sure,
you don't do that. Because once you get those guys involved, I mean, forget it.
The basis of capitalism, though, is drumming up business.
Katie Barr, the door. It's very, very frustrating.
Mention my name and save 10%.
This is true. And, it's nuts. It's crazy. But want to thank, Don was very supportive yesterday.
Of course.
Very helpful, basically saying, get your ass back into work. And so that's why I'm here today. Looking forward to it. Very exciting. I was almost late for the show. I was here about 40 minutes ago, but I was in the office. I swear to God, the reason I almost was late for the show, I was looking at the fabulous USA Today Super Bowl supplement, which really, I mean, you can't get any more useless.
Yeah, oh my God.
You can't get any more. I mean, if you want, they talk about television hype, the 5 hours of programming leading up to the Super Bowl. If you want to talk about hype, it also involves our nation's newspaper.
Of course.
The USA Today, which is just, I mean, story after story. It is crap, hype, crap.
An amazing thing because never has so much time been invested in something so absolutely useless.
Well, the thing is, they have one page. It is page 4F of the, I guess it's the F supplement of your USA Today.
Yeah, two supplements.
You can play along at home, and I frankly think this is one of the most valuable pieces of Super Bowl garbage that they've ever put in the newspaper. And what it is, is Javon Kurse's hand.
Oh, yeah.
In real size. Did you see this in the USA Today?
Huge. No, I didn't see that.
Well, the first thing I saw when I saw the hand, I said, wow, that's a, you know, I wonder if that's life size. And then you read that it says, Super Bowl participant Javon Kurse, a defensive end for the Tennessee Titans, may have the biggest hands in the NFL. I mean, this is really, to me...
How did they keep this off the front page?
You might not be into this, but I thought of you immediately because I think you have, some of the biggest mittens on the show.
Is that actual size? Can I stack myself up?
Here's what it says. A defensive end for the Tennessee Titans may have the biggest hands in the NFL. Here's one of the freaks, that's what they say, shown at actual size.
Wow.
It's hands like these that can set the tone for an entire game or reach out and touch a quarterback for a game-breaking sack. So the first thing I did was, of course, laid it out flat. Buzz, if you want to come on over here, measure your hand.
You laid your dove likes on there?
Now, I fancy myself as an average-sized man.
Yeah, I would say that.
Both, you know, hand and penis.
Well, thank you for underscoring
but
that.
But I will tell you that this is truly... unbelievable. If this is actual size, there is on his, and I think I've got my hand where it should be.
You're sure let's not blow it up?
No, it's what it says, you know, it's Javon Kurse, defensive end.
Wow.
May have the biggest hands. Here is one of the freaks shown at actual size.
Wow.
Now, I hope they're being honest. I mean, you'd have to see him, you know, to prove it. You have to see the guy. Put your hand on there and...
God, that is...
No, put it, Buzz, put it right down where the wrist should be. Right.
You know what that
Buzz
looks
is cheating.
Like, it looks
Buzz
like
is cheating. Buzz is so insecure that he's cheating. There's the wrist down here.
That's still huge. It's just plain big.
All right, now Rob?
Even Rob's hands, the biggest hands on the show.
You know what?
That is pretty large. Rob's hands are, wow.
By a whole knuckle.
Yeah.
Wow,
you know what they say.
Ooh, Rob. Look at those hands. Look at those hands.
You know what? The last time I did a
Buzz, I think I think Buzz was cheating. So I think Buzz and I have the same size hands.
Well, I didn't know that Buzz only had three fingers. That was surprising.
Buzz, do you consider yourself average size?
I do, in fact. I think I am average size.
Just above
checking.
Average.
Just checking.
The last time I did a comparison like that was actually at the Fabulous...
Excuse me. I still have this flu, too. It sucks.
That's horrible.
Isn't it? At the WWF restaurant on Times Square.
Yes.
Lisa took me there once so we could, you know, look at all the fine folk that inhabit it.
I would imagine wrestlers have oversized hands.
Well, they had a plaster cast of Andre the Giant's hand.
Right.
Also, just freakishly large.
Very, very big. So, I mean, I was fascinated. That's why I came in here late. So, I'm here now. Yesterday was a very difficult day for the O'Meara family. I don't mind telling you. I will be. I feel that one thing Don has done over the years is he has been very open and honest with things going on. I also have found recently that is very. Would the word be cathartic?
Absolutely.
That you actually, you know, if you express what's going on in your life, it is helpful.
And
I think this is helpful. And, you know, it's not a pleasant situation. There's nothing pleasant about it, especially when you really are trying hard to work things out. And, you know, as I said, when I was sitting there yesterday and became aware of the fact that the therapist, the marriage counselor person, had actually given
that's rough
the name of a divorce. Divorce lawyer! I really wanted to stand up and say, what the hell is going on?
It's very...
How do I compete against that?
It's very healthy that you're able to laugh at it, though, and see the irony there. This is funny.
Well, you cannot... I've told you this before. You cannot escape the comedic value of something like that.
No.
You do get upset. You do get concerned. But then at a certain point in your life, you have to laugh and go, well, boy, the odds are against me right now.
You don't laugh, you cry.
And then, of course, I was told when I brought that up, and I brought it up in a very reasonable way. I said, I just think this is kind of an odd situation. And the therapist said to me, well, I gave two names, two individuals who work well together.
Oh, no, a team.
Jesus. And then, I'm sitting there, and, you know, we've had our way with lawyers quite often on this show.
Sure.
And
we
I'll tell you, in my 20-some-odd years in the broadcast business, I have been around a few attorneys. Okay?
Oh, yeah. I know
they work well together is, you know, really my symbol for
stay cool.
Just bend me over and grease me up right now. That's the way. And then I think they're not cutthroat. That was another thing I was told.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
You know, yes, because of course the major law schools in the United States, they churn out attorneys who are not cutthroat.
Sure. And when she said cutthroat, did she make the little quotation marks with her fingers?
They're not
cutthroat. They're very good together. They work very well together.
That's your therapist, so. Dr. Evil?
Yeah, well, you know, it's right now, Buzz. Right now, the way I'm feeling, no, I'm A-okay. Everything is wonderful, and I am prepared to speak with our sensitive and caring listening public.
Oh, here we go.
On the Don and Mike Show. I should mention Don is moments away.
Good.
And when he gets here, he may or may not have a report on what's going on.
Oh.
I probably shouldn't have even said that.
No.
Let's take a few phone calls right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, Robin, Buzz.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry your life is in tatters, Mike.
Well, you know, I'm doing the very best I can to patch it together. And
he's doing the work.
And ladies and gentlemen, now making his way back into the studio. For the professional side of my life in tatters, ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome. Sir, I'm going to have to cut you off here.
Hold on, hi.
Say hi to the caller, Don. That's the first call we took.
Hi, caller.
Hey, Don, I got a story you might like.
Okay, right, I don't have time for it, sir.
Give me a second. Let me put you on hold for a second. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome, will you please, my friend, my mentor, my sometimes counselor,
wow,
Mr. Don Geronimo.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Thank
you.
Sorry I'm late.
You don't get intro like that very often on the show.
Sorry, I am late. My marriage is rock solid.
That's good.
That is not the reason that I
thank you for that.
I'm aware of that. But I am late today.
Yes. Yes, that's good.
However, Mike, I know you are anxiously awaiting the results of a meeting that I was in today.
Don, I can't even begin to imagine why I didn't speak with you prior to the show, but I tried
to call. You weren't here.
Oh, you did.
I tried to call, and they said, Mike's not here yet.
Well, I was here. I've been here for a while. So, how are you?
Well, let me
simply ask how you are.
Let me quote Michael Caine. I don't know if you're familiar with the movie Hannah and Her Sisters.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's one point in the movie when Michael Caine is walking down the street. We used to play this tape all the time, where he says, "I have my answer. I'm walking on air."
Ah, very good.
And I say to you, I have their answer. We are going to plan B.
Ah, good. Well, I am equally thrilled with that.
So, we have their answer.
Yes.
Buzz.
Yes.
Return the furniture.
Okay.
You got it. No, I am kidding. I'm kidding, of course, Buzz.
Yes, of course.
Of course, I'm kidding. But suffice to say that the meeting went, you know.
Yeah, well, like we expected.
Yep, like we...
Good. Well, you know, I think that shows that we...
We have
a good sense of what's going on.
Right.
Right.
Did they refer you to an attorney?
No, but I'm going to refer some people to some attorneys. So that's give me a second to unpack my satchel.
Yes, welcome.
And
you know, my feeling is really, if it's all going to unravel, let it all unravel.
Well, yeah. I guess you're going to get your wish.
This is true.
This is true. You're going to get your wish, baby, because
good.
It's all happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
Right now.
And I mean...
fantastic.
I mean, no disrespect to you.
Yes.
When I say this, but I sure am glad that I have my wife around. otherwise, I would be going freaking nuts. Well, between Mike... And his situation, which right. I'm trying, you know, I mean, listen, you're my best friend. I'm trying.
I appreciate it. You were very nice to me yesterday. I mean, we chatted.
We had a long talk.
We had a long talk yesterday.
Before the show, after the show.
Very kind to take all the time you want.
I want you guys to, you know, to work things out to whatever resolution happens. But between that and the dickweeds at this company and some of the other stuff that's happening.
It's been rather stressful.
I mean, I want to say this now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've kidded a lot of times before. I don't want to cut my wife's head off.
Right.
Why
do you feel that's necessary to put that in there?
Well, because many times when I talk about my wife, I've said that I would like to cut her head off like OJ.
I've always been a little bit disturbed by that.
Cut his wife's head off, but she is she's great. And over the last 24 to 48 hours, if I didn't have her, I probably would be up on top of a building right now.
You know, I have...
What between you...
Right, right.
And between this place...
And I say this, and it might not make a lot of sense to people with the current situation being what it is, but with all the crap that I went through yesterday, at the end of the day... You know, I know that my wife was very loving to me yesterday.
on a day that it was very difficult for me. And you know what? I know it sounds ridiculous to say that. I am not going to say the cliche. I am not going to say the cliche, you know, hey, you know something? We're going to be good friends. But the fact is, I love my wife. She loves me. I don't know, you know, if things are going to work out or they're not, but it's looking like it probably won't, and it's a drag. Mm-hmm. It is a super drag, but I, you know, I love her, and it sucks even worse when you feel like that, you know, when you want to stay at a party and somebody's telling you to leave, you know.
Well,
it's kind of a drag.
Speaking of that,
yes,
not to
directed to you, yes,
around
of course.
Me, but
it's always about you,
but. How many can I count on for the Super Bowl party on Sunday?
You can count on the O'Meara family not being there and probably just me.
Okay, well, that's what I meant. If it was going to be one, the two, three, or four.
Oh, I think it's probably going to be one.
Just one. Okay.
It is probably going to be one. It will be no more than one.
Well, listen, then make sure the one gets there because we'll lift your spirits.
Yeah, well, that's good. I appreciate that.
We will have a grand old time.
Yeah, I think, you know, it'd be kind of silly after all this to try to go there. Hey, how are you?
Yeah, okay.
Everything's great. Hey, everything's fantastic. Everything's not.
I got you. Okay.
Not by a long shot.
All right. Well, you know, we're with you like I told you yesterday.
And you know what? Yeah. Before I really impugn the integrity of therapists everywhere, before I make my big speech to all people that may be considering going to counseling, going to marriage therapy, let me say that this is my own personal situation. So if somebody was to walk up to me and I was to say to them that I feel that all marriage counseling amounts to a hill of warm spit, I would say this is just my own personal situation where I feel that perhaps it was not the best thing for me.
I know. And I only know what you have told me.
Right.
And
I don't want to go so far as to say that maybe the marriage counseling itself did more damage than good.
Well,
but, you know, it's just kind of the way I feel right now.
Well, I have not taken sides.
Right.
Well, no, but really.
There's no side
involved. Really, you know, I'm on your side. But
it's not
but let
sides.
Me just say that
it's not sides.
It sucks ass that you go to a marriage counselor and the marriage counselor says, here's the name of a good divorce attorney for you, and here's the name of a good divorce attorney for you.
I don't think any, and I believe me, I have tried to examine it from all angles, you know, and the line to me was, listen, when it's determined that really that one person wants to, you know, go in a certain direction, I just want to make sure that it's an amicable, you know, I'm sorry, I just don't think that kind of a recommendation in that environment is appropriate. And I felt that way. I kind of expressed myself in a very mellow way. But it's the comedy of it. You know, you're going to a marriage counselor who recommends a divorce lawyer, for Christ's sake.
Okay, but again, you know, without getting into the specifics.
Right.
Maybe that's the recommendation after the previous counseling, but I know that you were kind of, from what you told me, you were kind of caught off guard by this yesterday.
I was. I was indeed.
You walked into this deal, and it was like, Mr. O'Meara here is a fine attorney, and, Mrs. O'Meara here.
Here
is a blunt instrument to hit your husband over the head with.
It is something that, you know, I think you... At a certain point, you wake up in the morning, and this is, I think I'd spoken with you last night, I'd spoken with you this morning, we didn't talk about it. We talked about that other wonderful situation. But I woke up this morning, and I really just said, you know, okay, if that's what this person wants, then I am prepared to, you know, go along with that. And we will see what, you know, how it shakes loose.
Well, Mike, I advise you to take the route. I'm reading a news story here.
Yes.
And I feel that I'm within my right to read a news story involving newsmakers.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what happens with your wife, I would urge you to take the same road that a man I respect is taking.
Who is this now?
Mel.
Oh!
Sumner Redstone announced at a Viacom meeting that Mel, our boss's contract, would not be renewed with Viacom.
Wow.
For his part, Mel, who is our boss and a guy that we love, told the board he would serve out his contract and would not walk away from it. So he will remain until such time as his contract is up. And
there were rumors for months about a parting of the ways.
Yes,
and
that is advice that I'm sure you will follow and your wife will follow the same. And certainly, there's no reason if things are falling apart that you can't.
Serve out my contract.
Serve out your contract.
Yeah, I believe. I think maybe that contract is through Monday, Don.
Well, all right. Maybe your contract is only through the weekend. I don't know. All I know is that this is simply another one of the many reasons that I, myself, over the last 48 hours, it's like, okay, I got the Mike thing. I'm helping Mike out. We got the thing with the guy, the thing that's not what it was supposed to be. And then, I get this great news that this has happened.
Yeah.
And I'm like in a bizarro world, right? It's everything's upside down, man.
Fascinating development.
Everything's happening.
Boy, I'll tell you, here in Washington, D.C., where on a normal day it would be 38 to 40 degrees. It is 74 degrees. There is.
Yeah.
It is the. I said to somebody.
I had the AC on the way in today.
I was dropping my kids off from school at school today, and I was talking to one of the moms, and I said, "It's a strange day. It has a feeling of apocalypse today. It really
rabbit,
does.
Rabbit.
You know. rabbit.
Don't you bet your ass that's the first thing I said when I woke up today. First of February.
Not only is it 74 degrees, you got these low clouds that are screaming across the horizon. It's just a very, very weird day, and then we come in here and that news about
all the people.
That's it. Push me over the edge.
All the people I care about are going through crazy right now.
Pretty much, yeah.
The two men closest to me in my life are both going through personal crazy right now.
Two geniuses.
And let me just say to Mel, much as I am with Mike, my best buddy, I'm there for you.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Call me. Call me if you need some help. As a matter of fact, it might be a good idea if you didn't call me. Maybe if you called our representation.
Yeah, very. That would be a very good idea.
Just to pass along, our good wishes, and maybe there's some other stuff we could talk about as well.
Sure. Absolutely.
So, anyway, hi.
Wow, what an interesting day.
Yeah. God damn.
Happy Friday, everybody.
God damn. When life throws you a lemon, turn it into lemonade. Well, I've been squeezing on that goddamn lemon for 48 hours, and I'm telling you, all I got is dick lemonade.
Man, oh, Manischewitz.
So, hi, everybody.
How's everybody doing
Welcome
today?
To the show. Welcome to the show.
Good. I'll tell you, I have one regret. I should have come in here yesterday, because I feel as good as I've felt in 48 hours. Even with the news, you know what? Can I tell you something?
What?
Even with the news you had about that other situation, I feel almost better about that.
Yeah, well, we knew that was...
I really do. I feel like, that'll be good. That's what we expected.
Right, so now we go with plan B.
Good.
You know, and I told you yesterday, I said this to Mike in private, and I'll say it to him now, really, that through the entire time Mike and I have worked together, 16 years, and Buzz and I even longer than that, 20 years, the deal is that no matter what happens in our personal lives or with the crappy dickheads that we work for, the show is always the constant.
Yeah, the show, and when we talk about that, we should really mention the people that listen to this show as well.
Yeah.
It really has been... You know, it has been a stable force in our lives, and the reason for that is the success of the show and the people that listen to it.
And we have fun when we're here. And I mentioned that to Mike yesterday that, you know, of course, take the day, do what you got to do. I mean, Christ, your wife's getting a divorce attorney. Okay, yeah, you better go check into that.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, I think that I have always found, and this gives me a great deal of pleasure, that my personal tragedy can entertain our listening audience, and I've always been very grateful for that.
Yeah,
always been very happy. You remember when I had that one date that left me in Bermuda?
Yeah, I remember.
You know, that was a wonderful day for the show. It was a personal, horrible experience for me.
You stood on the balcony and watched her plane take
drinking
off.
An Amstel Light at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I remember that story.
I still remember that. And
throughout history, Mike, the great clowns providing laughter through the tears.
Rob.
Pagliacci, I applaud you.
Thank you, Rob.
Pagliacci.
I'll come to work on Monday in a clown suit.
have the opera clown.
Yeah. It's like in the movie Untouchables, you know?
Right.
When he gets the news and he's crying and he smiles and he's crying and he smiles.
So,
like Chaplin.
God, darn it. God damn it, honey. The world is turning upside down.
It's weird. Look at the weather outside.
Above me, below me, around me, my peripheral vision, everything is Jesus, age Christ.
But look at me. Don't you think I'm doing well?
Yeah. Except for that twitch.
That nervous tick.
You look good.
Except for that nervous tick. Well, listen, I know that we'll be able to take your mind off your woes tomorrow night.
Ah, yes.
When we go to an undisclosed location.
Maybe bringing an old friend tomorrow night, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You are bringing an old friend?
Yeah, a good friend of mine named John Jameson.
Okay. Well, welcome back. You know, it's about time he got back in your life.
I don't know for sure yet.
Nah, I think JJ should... JJW.
Yeah, let me put it to you this way. If he doesn't make it this weekend, he'll be in New York next week.
Okay. I think that tomorrow night when we go to the winner's house for the Las Vegas-style show, the secret show, wish we could tell you where we're going. Mm-hmm. Suffice to say that we are getting our travel plans together. Right. We will be at the location tomorrow at 7 p.m. local time.
Okay.
To start the show at the person's house, and you will hear all about it on Monday. It is the great Las Vegas style show that we're giving away at someone's home, and we just can't tell you where it is because we're afraid that the neighbors will get involved, and the cops will show up. But it's going to be a great time, and we'll have the recap on Monday. And the goal will be to make sure that you have a good time.
Good. I'm looking forward to it.
And that will be the goal of the Super Bowl party at my house as well.
Good.
To make sure that you have a good time.
Fantastic.
So, you know.
I mean, serious.
Yeah.
No BS. I'm here for you.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm here for you.
I'm fine.
I'm here for you.
I'm better than I thought I'd be, frankly.
That's good. But the, you know, this other stuff. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the other stuff is just, even though we knew it, it's still a kick in the ass.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's a kick in the ass, you know, and I hate to speak in veiled terms, but this is what is best for us to speak in veiled terms.
Mm-hmm.
We
have to be pros.
Right. Suffice to say, we've been, Christ, my nuts are bleeding after the last 2 days of having them stomped on by various people who work in this company.
Yeah.
Wow.
Glad you could put that extra mileage on your car, though.
Yeah. Always nice to take the drive out there. Always nice to be able to drive to the corporate offices to get your nuts smashed.
Right. Do you think it's like when somebody dies after a long illness? There's sort of a mixed feeling of relief and anguish at the same time.
Let me just say that this week I've had my nuts squashed on the telephone, and I'm speaking about from the show standpoint,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you're like a representative for the show. Had the nuts squashed on the telephone, then had the nuts squashed with the emails,
mm-hmm.
then had the nuts squashed again with the telephone, and then finally today, the real live in-person nut squashing.
Wow.
So,
and I, conversely, have no nuts left.
Yeah. So,
they're gone.
So I've got the... mine are bloody. Right now, just let me say, the state of the nut... I know the other day I gave a State of the Union address on the show. State of the nut sack on this show right now. Not good, because I got the only two in this room, and they're bloodied right now.
I have withered stumps.
They're bloodied. But I once again want to say I'm glad that I have my wife who I'm sure will bandage and massage my nuts.
Right, and I, of course, will be self-medicating. Actually, that's been brought up in therapy, too. Seems to me you're self-medicating.
Well, seems to me that you've not been self-medicating.
Well, I was before. That term was used during the days of hooch.
People do that.
Yeah, but it seems to me that...
I haven't had any hooch since...
December, right?
December, yeah.
Yeah, you've been on the wagon for a while.
Yeah, it's no big deal, but, you know, I just kind of time to visit an old friend.
Yeah, I think so.
The bottom of an alcohol bottle.
I think so.
If the doctor tells me I can.
God damn.
Right.
Hello there, Don Mike Show.
Don, Mike, how are you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Sorry to hear about all your problems.
That's okay, man. I'm normal. Everybody has them in life. You keep going.
That's true. Don, I just wanted to call and let you know that I made the bet with you yesterday about the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And you're going down. I'm sitting in the boxers right now.
I'll
be on all weekend.
Mike, I know that you were behind closed doors yesterday. The bet that I met with this DA yesterday was... no points, no nothing. He's taking the Rams
And he's taking the Patriots, I'm taking the Rams.
Oh, that's a dumb bet.
And the deal is, the loser, this guy, his name is Travis. That's your name, right, Travis?
Yeah, yep.
The loser on Monday, which will be Travis, so I will use myself as the winner in the example. What I'm going to do is get on the exercycle thing and work up a real good sweat and get my underpants nice and chocolatey brown and orange
shiny
yellow and get the whole kaleidoscope of colors
right.
that I got after that.
Right.
And what we're going to do is bring the underpants in on Monday and put them in boiling water, and then Travis will drink a glass of my underpants tea.
And if
vice versa, right?
Yes, if the Patriots win, I will do the same.
Oh my God!
We'll do the same because the boiling of the underpants will hopefully help to
kill the bacteria.
Kill the bacteria.
Jesus, how I like a regular teacup full.
Dingleberries and all.
Yeah.
Dingleberries and all.
Remember, you said that, Travis.
Yes, I did.
Just remember you said that.
I'm getting kind of nauseous just thinking about
really.
It.
All right, Travis. Well, nice.
You guys have a great day.
We will. See you Monday.
Nice.
See you Monday.
Wow.
And I've already selected the underpants. When my wife was...
I was going to bet you on the point spread, but now I'm going to wait now because it's just no point. I mean, who can defeat that bet?
And I think I might already have the underpants. That
they're going to be briefs?
Yeah. Last night, my wife was sorting through some laundry, and at one point, she did very daintily with just her thumb and her forefinger, picked up a pair, and she held them up, and she said, "What was going on this day?"
Oh, and, my God.
And wow. I said, well, that was the day that that you made me exercise with you, and I sweated and everything. I said, you know what? Don't wash those. Those might be the winning underpants.
You know, I think when we make the tea, it's got to be a cup of water. Minimal water in the tea to make it rich.
Well, it's happening on Monday.
How's that for nauseating?
Happening on Monday. So let's go Rams.
Exciting.
Go Rams.
You know, in your description, I hearken back. Do you remember your underwear miniature golf competition and you actually paid the man to take off those bad underpants? We set them afire and they burned for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all I can have in my mind.
Did I just see Grady Smoke in the hallway?
Yeah, yes, I think they're here to find out my address because they're coming to the Super Bowl party. On
very,
Sunday.
Very good.
Yeah, that'll be
fun.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, bring 40 and Grady in. Let's just see what the hell they want. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yo, Mike. This is Troy from Fredericksburg. What's up?
Hello, Troy.
Hey, I want to tell you the best thing to get over this dilemma is to go out tonight and get some strange.
No.
That's the worst.
I got a band gig tonight, and, the current Mrs. O'Mara will be there.
You got to go out tonight and part the paint.
The current Mrs. O'Mara will be there.
The current. The plaintiff will be there.
Oh, man.
Here he is now, Mr. 40.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, yo.
Hey,
yo, hey, 40, what's up, man? What?
No, I was looking for Grady.
Yeah, I thought I saw Grady Smoke. Did you bring baby 40 by today?
Nah.
Who's the youngster I saw running around the hall?
The Day-Day.
Who's that?
Oh, I mean, with Grady.
Oh, it was with Grady. Hi, honey. How you doing? Have a seat.
Hi there.
Is that one of Grady's love children? Hi, honey.
What's a dude, man?
Oh, it's old.
How we want cornrows.
Oh, hey.
Oh, okay.
Hey, little man.
What's your name, my friend?
What's your name?
T.
What is it?
Ashanti.
Ashanti, how you doing?
How you doing, Ashanti?
Fine.
All right.
Fine.
Is this Uncle 40?
Uncle 40. No, listen, I just want to say, Ashanti, how old are you, Ashanti?
Six.
I don't think that Uncle 40 should be drinking out of a bag in front of you at 11:30 in the morning. I really don't.
Oh, dear.
And here comes, hey, is his daddy, Grady?
Yeah.
Hey, Grady, is his daddy coming in?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure this works for me. Big boy today.
He's a big boy today. Well, listen, guys, don't drink out of the bottles in front of a six-year-old at 11.
I got a bag on.
Let me get a cup.
Hey,
Ashanti, you want to see the prize closet? Do we have something in the prize closet?
Yeah, Lisa, why don't you
take Ashanti
out of the
prize closet.
Yeah.
See you later. Say bad.
Jesus Christ. Here I am thinking my life's in tatters, guys. God almighty.
So drinking the 40.
No.
40 and Grady, you ready for Super Bowl XXXVI?
Right.
On Sunday?
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to party.
We're going to have chips and queso dip.
What?
Queso dip.
Now,
it's going to be crazy.
My Connie Honey has gotten all the catering done. There's going to be plenty of food, plenty of booze. Now, do you guys really want this stuff that you drink now, or do you want the hard stuff?
Oh, we're going to do it up. I love the hard stuff.
We love
it all. That's what, you know.
All right, well, do you want me to get some malt liquor?
Nah, I'm going to drink a 40 on the way.
I think what they're saying is they like the top stuff.
You know what? Aaron McNair told me to say, you know, he was like, what's up? He's like, after all that fun we had in Delaware, he was like, with the Super Bowl.
No, what, Aaron McNair wants to come over too?
Yeah, Aaron McNair. Your boy. You might have forgot that night in Delaware.
No, I remember that night in Delaware with Aaron McNair.
You know, if a third person comes, the whole party
might have
to switch.
Rob, is that going to throw off the balance?
Yeah.
Is that going to throw off the balance in the tribes? And
I think so.
We vote people off.
I don't like the, you know, I'm not telling you how to run your party, but I like Darren McNair.
Well, then you can invite him to your house because I don't know.
Not my house anymore.
I don't know. I don't know Aaron McNair as well as I know.
I guess technically it is still my house.
40 and Grady. And that's really the only reason, because, you know, I live in the seclusion.
Right, right.
Ooh, that's not a good clock when you're drinking.
We have like a wacky backwards clock here in the studio.
40 looks like he's starting to get vertigo.
And I was hanging with your boy Timmy last night.
Oh, you were Timmy O'Byman? Oh, you went down to his gig?
You know what Timmy told me about that gig?
What?
Timmy O'Byman, he said, the power of the Don and Mike show, that last night at that lingerie fashion show, there were 3,000 people.
It was a rock of listening power. It was,
really?
it was off the hook. He did a good job. And the people at Dream, my man Tony and Big Mo, they hooked it up. We was just chilling.
A lot of poontang there.
Was there a cover charge to get
poontang.
In?
Poontang. Hey, well, come on,
not
Brady.
People. Was there for everybody else?
Yeah.
3,000 people. You know,
was there a lot of
show Don and Mike a little love?
Pootie Tang?
Oh, you know what?
What's that movie? What is that movie? Pootie
106.7 just kept coming out of his mouth.
I care about 106.7. I care about Don and Mike's wallet.
Yeah. What's that movie with Chris Rock?
Pootie Tang.
Pootie Tang.
Pootie Tang. Pootie Tang. You ever know about Pootie Tang on the thing of heaven?
Yeah, Pootie Tang.
Pootie Tang.
All right, well, listen, guys, get out of here. I'm counseling Mike, for goodness sakes.
I'm having a painful day, gentlemen. I'm having a real... I can't look at 40 and keep a straight face.
What?
Maybe we can help.
How can you help me?
What's going to be the problem?
Have you been listening to the show?
Of course, but I wanted you to hear you say it to me, face to face.
My marriage is in tatters.
And how does that make you feel? Two cups of malt liquor, put that in there. Two cups of malt liquor, make the thing go away into the morning.
Two cups.
All right, listen. Both of you guys, get out of here. I'll see you Sunday. Listen, arrival time is 4 p.m. Anytime 4 p.m. or anytime after. And the rule is, and Mike, you didn't
I'll
hear
see
this.
You tomorrow.
Why will I see you tomorrow?
The show, the Las Vegas style show tomorrow night.
Oh, goddamn, I forgot about that.
So we have work to do before your Super Bowl party.
Right, I forgot, but anyway, so great.
I see y'all Sunday. I can't see y'all tomorrow. Son's birthday party tomorrow. Ah.
So everybody knows, arrival time is anytime after 4.
All right.
Four. And everyone must leave before Malcolm in the Middle starts.
Okay?
Malcolm in the Middle is the show that's on after the Super Bowl.
Right. Before.
I set up, listen, yeah. 40, this is how I do it.
No, I'm just...
You come to my house. These are my rules. You can arrive at 4. That's 2 hours before the game. Then we watch the whole game. We watch the trophy presentation.
Right.
But by the time Fox goes to regular programming, everybody's got to be out of my house.
I'll probably leave earlier than that.
Not just the blacks. The whites as well. Everybody. Okay. I mean, everybody out.
Mm-hmm. Out the same door.
I'll probably leave before the game's over. It depends on what time check-in time is.
Whatever works for you.
Okay,
all right,
no problem.
Guys, get out of here.
Peace out.
See you later.
Aisha, Tony loves you.
All right.
And have a good show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm performing tonight downtown. I wanted to come. I will
see
come
you on
to the
Sunday,
next.
Grady. We are both gigging tonight. Okay. Absolutely. Okay. Very good, 40.
I'll see you
Grady,
Sunday, good to 40. See you tomorrow. Then see you Sunday as well. Are you bringing Mrs. 40? Are you bringing the Mrs.?
Probably.
Hey, I kind of
she's invited. I have her down.
I know.
So, you know, just think about either that or eat for two. Because I counted for food for both of you.
Hey, just bring yourselves. Okay, no wives necessary.
No wives.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, bye, 40.
No, not you, Rob. I'm just talking to my friends.
Bye, Grady.
No, I don't want to be cold. My goal is to come in on the show today and not be cold, not have one cold moment.
Can you be cold? You know, it's great. We're going to be spending the whole weekend together.
I know. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
You like it? It's good.
We have each other.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was going to say, your new motto should be from Jurassic Park with Ian, or,
What?
Sorry.
You want to start again, sir?
Yeah, can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you.
Hey, Mike, your motto should be from Jurassic Park 3 when they say that they're always on the lookout for the next ex-Mrs. O'Mara.
Ah, all right.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks. Wow, thanks. That was really worth it.
Let's go to, hey, Robbie. Can you turn around? What the hell's going on in this BTS 2?
A lot of great quotes from Jurassic Park 3.
Right. See that? Wow, hi.
Hello, Luke. Echo. I'm your father.
Luke.
Hello.
This might be what happened during that live spot yesterday. If they check the wiring up in New York, they might be sending us back too much audio.
Yeah, I like that sound. Can we get a little, anybody like a little poltergeist?
Mommy.
Wow. Caroline.
Mommy.
We want to take your calls from New York, but someone at NEW has to flip the button.
There's evil in this house.
So go flip the freaking button, okay?
Try one more time. I just checked one more adjustment, see if that's different.
No, no.
Still there?
Mommy.
Hello, Don and Mike. Sorry, cousin.
Hello.
Your life is about to turn even more upside down with this story I'm about to share with you, Don and Mike.
All right.
Leah Remini spotted canoodling with P. Diddy.
That's an old story.
It is.
It is?
Yeah, we had Leo on the show talking about
that. Was at the Golden Globes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just saw this in the National Enquirer.
Yeah, well, they're late on that because we already had Leah on, and she denies that there was any canoodling.
That's
I asked Leah if she was actually intimate with P. Diddy's P. Diddy.
Right.
And she said no, that she never touched it.
Don't they just share a publicist or something? That's why they were at the same table?
She has shown a propensity for minorities.
All right, let's... Nope, look at it. It says try it again, and it's the same thing.
Mommy.
Same thing. Still effed up. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I just wanted to know...
Telephone.
I just wanted to know why Joe Theismann's on the show today.
You want to get that?
Don't say it.
Do you want to get that phone?
I'll get
Joe
it.
Mama call.
Oh, no, that's a Joe Mama call. You're right. Oh, good one.
Answer the phone, Dick.
Good. And you are a graduate. Oh, Mike, you missed the show today.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You are a graduate of UCKF. Which is, incidentally, Rob, the
Universal College of Knowledge Federation. Of the Knowledge Federation.
UCKF.
UCKF.
Yeah.
Very good. As close as we can come to spelling the word. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm spelling it backwards.
Don and Mike Show.
I'm done with the dish.
Again.
That guy again.
Don't know. Got that yesterday. Don't know what that means. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey. Doing okay.
Yeah.
Good thing you still got that place in New York to live in, right?
Thank you, sir.
Anytime.
Thank you for your sensitivity.
All right, let's... Nope, see, that's still screwed up.
I wouldn't feel comfortable if we didn't get a little cruelty.
Of course. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to give you my support. I've been listening to you guys for like 10 years, and when you met your wife, you were fat and angry and drunk and Irish and girl-obsessed, and you still are.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You're still the same fat, angry Irishman you always were. And there's good news, too. Now you don't have to worry about finishing.
You know what? That is the nicest. I want to say thank you for your kind words.
That is a wonderful support.
You know, I needed the support. Thank you very much.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How's it going?
Okay.
Mike, I just wanted to ask you a couple questions. First of all, I'm pretty sure you still love your wife, correct?
Yes.
And does she still love you?
You know, that low pressure system is mighty strong.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, she has said that to me many, many times in the last 24 hours. Yes, she does.
Well, then there shouldn't be anything you guys shouldn't be able to work out.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mike, no, I think this would be an actual support call.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Well,
I hope everything goes good for you.
Thank you. That's very nice of you.
We all do.
Hello.
Really, we do. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
But just remember, I'm on your side.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
As always.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, listen, I want to explain to them what that guy keeps calling about, I'm done with the douche. I know what that is.
Well, first, D.A., let me tell you that before you explain something that we don't understand, you don't understand that you're talking to us.
Oh. So
Sorry about that.
Right. Oh.
Sorry about that.
All right, another graduate of UCKF. Well, okay, what does he
Thank
mean?
Thank you very much. Class of 80.
What does he mean?
He's proud.
What it is, it's a commercial for cable network to rag on the dish company. What it is this Minnesota couple is supposed to be a true story, right?
Okay, goodbye. I don't care.
And this is still screwed up. Mommy.
Everybody, please fix that phone.
No, you have such quality equipment in this.
Ah, stop.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
Mike.
What?
Where are you playing tonight?
Main Street, USA in Annandale, Virginia.
Oh.
Yes.
I'll see you there then.
Very good. Looking forward to it.
Hey, good luck with your marriage.
Thank you.
I think you're going to get a good sympathy crowd tonight.
I hope so. That'd be nice.
I think so. You know.
We're both going to be there, so you can give us both sympathy.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
How weird
is
that?
Hello?
Yeah.
You think maybe it's that rock star lifestyle that Mike's leading?
Oh, I believe so. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, all the heavy partying.
All the heavy partying.
The rock star partying.
The trashing of the hotel rooms.
Every night of the week.
Pretty crazy stuff.
All right, one more call. Sure, it's crazy.
Right.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yes?
Yeah.
Mike, are you okay?
I'm all right, sir.
You were here yesterday, and I was worried. And now, Don, is the show going to be on tomorrow?
No, tomorrow's Saturday.
I know. I mean, next week.
Monday, yeah, we're going to be on Monday.
Yeah, the show will be on, don't worry.
We're going to be okay.
It sounds like I'm
No, don't cry, sir. It'll be all right.
Don't worry. We're going to hold it together.
It'll be all right, buddy.
Be strong.
Mom?
Yeah.
Yes, sir?
Have you got any weed?
Give a little help. Get out of here. Get out of here.
I hope everything works out.
Okay, it will. Goodbye. Goodbye. Let's clear these out. Oh, come on. There's no crying. There's no crying in radio. Get out of here. 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller now. You get to, oh, goodbye. You get to make a crappy radio deal to maybe win a prize. Be the 100th caller, Ray. Good luck.
Oh,
here we go. Hey, goodbye.
Hello?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Changing.
But you took off your Captain Hook uniform.
Well, I thought I'd put my street clothes on for the drive over to IBM. That uniform's kind of uncomfortable.
Hamilton, you're going over there as a representative of Captain Hook Fish and Chips. Part of our image, part of our appeal is that uniform. You know that.
You really want me to put this stuff back on?
Yes, I do. Show a little pride.
Yes, sir.
Good day to you, sir. I said good day. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I did have one thing about my wife to tell you.
Yeah.
I don't want you to think I live in a perfect world.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've had busy schedules. I mean, I've had all these goddamn meetings with the corporate types. Right. And we're out of town every other week, and she's got stuff she's doing. So our sexual schedule has been a little off. And, you know, I mean, she's doing something or I'm doing something. So
you got to get it when you can.
So I approached her, and and I said, how about it? The boy is... going to school. Here we go.
And that is how you seduce her, isn't it? You put your hands up in the air like that and you go, how about it?
How about it? And she pointed to the stove and she said, I'm boiling eggs.
Wow.
Oh, God. And I said, wow. Okay. Mm. That's when turn the thing off.
Yeah. Well, you said the wrong thing to her. When she said, I'm boiling eggs, you should have said, so am I.
She says, I'm boiling eggs. And I said, but I'm, turn them off.
Yeah.
You know, turn them off. She says, no, I'm hungry. I want my breakfast. Oh. I'm boiling eggs.
Ah.
So,
and nothing gets the juices flowing more than the smell of boiling eggs.
Yeah, right, absolutely. So there was no coitus.
Oh.
Because she was boiling eggs, and then as it turned out, when she was done with her egg breakfast,
mm-hmm.
Well, then when she was ready, then I said, no, I'm sorry, I got to put my big boy clothes on today.
Very good.
To go get my nuts squeezed by the by the management.
Right. And then smashed.
Squeezed and smashed.
Right.
Okay, let's do a call 100 here. Yeah. Let's try this goddamn phone system again. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's Glenn. I know you picked that up out of nowhere and I didn't even get screened, but I have major concerns for you, Don, and that bet you made.
What, Glenn?
Listen, boiling the underpants is non-effective unless you boil the...
Actually, Glenn, we've done this before. We've had people drink Dennis Murphy's underpants.
Yeah, but if they hadn't
before.
Gotten E. coli poisoning, then they're very lucky.
We are going to boil them for at least 5 minutes.
Oh, all good. Right. Mike, I wanted to say, man, I'm very sympathetic to what had happened in your private life, and it's amazing that you're man enough to come on the air and share it.
Well, thank you, Glenn.
No one like hearing that from more than Glenn the janitor.
You know, I'll tell you, it helps Glenn in my relationship when he has those kind words.
Okay, let's hang up. Glenn, goodbye.
Artist friends.
He's gone. He's
there
gone.
You go. Let's really get a call 100. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Take it anywhere I can.
Hello.
I think that shows my current condition.
Call 100?
Yeah, you're call 100. Who's this?
Bruce the Fishman.
Bruce the Fishman. Where are you from, Bruce?
Hey. I'm from Cedarhurst, Long Island, New York.
Beautiful. Bruce, thank you for listening to the show. Here is the deal. As you know, we work for a company that's very, very cheap.
Right.
So we have, although yesterday we had cash winners. We had a $100 winner yesterday and we had a $150 winner yesterday.
Very exciting.
We're going to give you a choice of three envelopes. Everybody loves Buzz and trusts Buzz.
Aye.
Buzz has envelope A, envelope B, envelope C. And one of the envelopes is cash, anywhere from $50 to $200. And one of the envelopes is the standard radio station prize pack, which ain't that great.
No.
And in the third envelope is the cookie gift. So we ask you now, which envelope would you like Buzz to open? Envelope A, envelope B, or envelope C?
I've got to go with your famous A.
A. All right, Buzz, open it up. Let's see what we have.
Buzz is opening the envelope as we speak. This is great. Another winner. Sir, you've just won
$100.
$100? Yeah.
All right. You know what? We're giving away more money with the random stuff than we did when we would just give away money regularly.
That was not management's plan.
No, it was not. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Enjoy your $100. Buzz, just for snicks, open the other two envelopes, please.
Let's see what we have in envelope B. That would have been the Zonk. Sir, you would have won yourself a chapstick, but no, you had to win the $100.
Wow.
That's in regular flavor, by the way.
And then the prize pack in the last envelope.
This would be the official station prize pack. Yes, it is, in envelope C.
Beautiful. All right, well, you beat the odds. Enjoy your $100. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for listening, and bet on the Rams. Use that $100 bucks and bet on the Rams.
Otherwise, you have to drink tea.
Underpants tea. Thank you. Hold on just a second. Oh, speaking about the Rams, we got something in the mail. This has to do with television.
Television.
We got a letter from a guy. Let me see. Where is the note? I don't even... You know, I got so many goddamn papers here. Well, I lost the original paper. But anyway, we got a guy who was selected to be a Nielsen family.
Ooh!
And they have two ways of doing the Nielsen ratings. They either hook your box up to the TV.
Oh, baby!
Or they do the...
nice box!
Or they send you the Nielsen TV viewing diary.
Hook my box up.
And what we have is the Nielsen TV viewing diary that comes from Nielsen Media Research. And it says, here is your Nielsen TV viewing diary. When we called long distance a few days ago, you agreed to fill out a diary of your TV viewing for 1 week. Thank you. And then it writes, no matter how much or how little your household watches TV, your Nielsen diary is important.
Mm-hmm.
Start your diary on Thursday. Your diary week is Thursday, January 31st, which actually started yesterday, through next Wednesday. After your diary week, mail the diary right away. We look forward to receiving your diary. John Dimling, President, Nielsen TV.
Very good.
So we can certainly figure out what we'd like to watch tonight.
That's a good idea.
And then we can try to skew things a bit by finding out what's on against the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Very good.
And filling out our Nielsen ratings to give other shows better ratings.
I watched Letterman, and they had a promo where they said, and here's what we'll be having against the Super Bowl. And they had a black screen. Nothing. And the announcer comes out and says, we haven't figured it out yet.
I know that we like to do this strictly based on the primetime hours, 8 to 11 p.m.
Right.
Certainly tonight on TV, we don't want to give ratings to really good stuff. Like, I think we all like that 70s show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could go with America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
We could go with Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
She's at the 8 o'clock hour.
8 o'clock. Or we could go to, if we're on cable.
Don, I've got a request. If
okay.
We're on cable.
All right, sure. Go ahead, take it.
From 8 to 8:30, if we could log some time with SpongeBob.
SpongeBob Pants?
Yes,
SpongeBob SquarePants.
SquarePants on Nickelodeon.
On Nick at Night? You
my,
got it.
My kids think it's just Ducky.
All right, that would be the 8 to 8:30. Let me see. I'll pick up 8:30 then.
Very good.
And at 8:30, I would like to go with the second half hour of Nash Bridges
on the
USA Network.
Very, very good choice.
That's always better.
So we're up to 9 p.m.,
Okay.
Tonight on Friday night. You want to take that?
I'd love to, if you don't mind.
Take it.
I'd like to go with Hannity and Combs on the Financial Channel.
That's on Fox News.
The Fox News channel, yes, that's
Fox
right.
Fox News. That's actually a good show.
Yeah, well, then let's not do it, then.
No.
That's a show that gets
it's
pretty...
it's a good show...
That's a show that gets pretty decent
don't
ratings.
Reward quality television.
Boy, this is tough. You know, the 9 o'clock hour is very, very full. Let's
see. We don't want to give the ratings to Larry King.
No, heavens no.
Oh, how about this, Mike? How about from 9 to 9:30? I'll take it here.
Yeah, go ahead.
On Univision, I'll give the first half hour to a show called Dichero Di Nasce. Okay?
All right.
Excellent.
Dichero Di Nasce. That is our 9 to 9:30. Please pick up 9:30.
Okay, from 9:30, I think this goes to 10:30, but you can take it from 9:30 to 10. Let's log some time on TBS with Coal Miner's Daughter. I wanted to get that in there somewhere, and I think that's a good idea.
Okay, 10 o'clock?
Yeah, now we're done. Right. 10 o'clock's a gold mine, Don.
10 o'clock? I got it. 10 o'clock to 10:30. Oh, crap. 700 Duck Club doesn't come on till 11.
Oh.
10 o'clock to 10:30. Give me a moment.
I got one that you'd love.
Give me a moment. Okay, all right, go ahead, take it.
Okay, 10 to 10:30. Kill or cure mental illness.
What channel?
On Discovery Health.
Discovery Health?
Yeah. You can go from 10 to 10:30 with that one.
Okay, 10 to 10:30.
Just kind of the one that I like.
All right, so I got 10:30 to 11, and I'm going to go with 10:30. Ah, right here. PBS, Waiting for God. Waiting for God.
A fine choice.
Very good.
So, again, our Nielsen ratings tonight that we are giving for prime time.
And frankly, catch us on Monday. That's when you'd really have some good stuff.
8 to 8:30, SpongeBob SquarePants. 8:30 to 9, Nash Bridges.
Right.
9 to 9:30, Dichero Di Nasce. 9:30 to 10, Coal Miner's Daughter.
Mm-hmm.
10 to 10:30, what was the name of the show on Discovery Health that you wanted?
Killer Cure, Mental Illness.
And then 10:30 to 11, Waiting for God on PBS.
And my apologies to the Outdoor Life Channel. I really wanted to go with Sport Fish.
Of course.
Lisa, are you pulling up Sunday to see what's on against the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'm getting there right now.
Because we might as well just fill that one out now. And then,
it's a good idea.
Rob, as always, we will leave the rest of the weekend to you.
Thank you.
Rob will scour the TV guide to make the worst possible choices.
Nobody does it better than Rob when he really puts some time and effort into it.
And then for the next week, I guess on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we can do it on the air. We can actually decide what primetime shows we like. You flip that around so I can see that baby, too?
Yeah.
What are you doing? TVGuide.com? All right, on Sunday, now obviously we don't want to give ratings to the Super Bowl, because that's going to get huge, huge effing ratings. Okay, we're waiting for it to load.
It's up there pretty soon.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, I wanted to donate some gifts or some prizes.
Oh, no, thank you. No, we got it under control, man.
I got a flak jacket and a helmet, though.
Well, no, thanks, keep them. You might need them.
I got it. Extra set.
All right, thank you, though.
All right.
What do we
you
got?
See
on?
That okay?
What do we got? No, I can't. You're going to have to read it to me.
Okay, let me see. All right, we're 5:30 p.m. Do you want to go? You start with the Super Bowl itself or the pregame show?
No, let's just go at 6.
6 o'clock. Okay, we've got on Univision, Fuera de Siri.
No.
On, let me see. We've got on WBDC, Gene Roddenberry's Andromeda. We might have to. You know, that would be a good way. Oh, no, no, no.
What's better?
Channel 6 has Asian America.
Oh, okay. There we go. Let's make that the first half hour of the Super Bowl. Asian America.
6 to 6:30, Asian America.
Asian America.
Very good. Now,
Lisa's pulling this up on my screen as well. Why don't you just take the first hour and I'll pick it up at 7 o'clock?
All right, let me see. From 6:30 on, let's see what we have here. I'm going to go with Channel 15. Ed McMahon's next big star.
Oh, good choice.
This is great because this is directly against the Super Bowl.
I think you should try to throw some numbers now that we've got them on our dish. Channel 14, which shows American movies dubbed in Spanish in prime time. That's
right.
Also good.
That's very good.
All right, hold on. Let Lisa pull my screen up here so I can do 7.
All right.
Hold on. Just take a second. Gosh, these computers are slow.
And you really got some good stuff, too.
Okay, here we go. Go to 7 o'clock, please. And my screen is loading up.
Go.
Okay, it's 7 o'clock on Super Bowl Sunday. Come on, it's loading. God damn, it's loading.
Our computers are so slow here. It's
too slow?
It's too slow. Come on.
Hurry up. You want to hurry?
Damn, you smell good today, woman.
Thanks.
Oh, wow.
I mean, she works very rarely standing right next to me. Normally, I got Rob's musky BM smell over here. It's nice to have the smell of a pretty young woman.
It's amazing that comes through because you smell so delightful. Especially the interview that I get.
All right.
Smell of musky BM.
Remember, we only have each other.
That's right, Buzz.
I think at here you go. I think at 7 o'clock, I'll take 7 to 8.
Okay.
And I want to go with Channel 29 Shop NBC jewelry event. Jewelry event. That's what I would like for 7 to 8 on Super Bowl Sunday with the Nielsen Diary.
Sounds good.
Mike, you want to take 8 to 9?
All right, very good. 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock, I'd like to log a little time with Book Notes on C-SPAN.
Book Notes.
8 to 8:30, Book Notes on C-SPAN. And then let's get something really special for 8:30 till 9. Hold on a second. All right. No, I like Emeril. I'm not going to go with Emeril. Let's see.
Scrolling down.
Yeah. Medical detectives, no. Andy Griffith, no. I'd like to go on the Disney Channel, and from 8:30 till 9, I'm going to log some time with Stanley.
What the hell is Stanley?
I don't know, but it sounds good. Maybe I could click on it, we could find out. Yeah, we can click on Stanley, and it's probably going to come up, and we'll find out what it is. Stanley, the big spill, peekaboo parrot.
Oh, good.
30 minutes, children cartoon animation.
All right, 9 o'clock, I got 9 to 10 already. On the TNN network, 9 to 10 on Super Bowl Sunday, I'm going to go with the Gaither Gospel Hour.
Oh, Bill Gaither, sure.
The Gaither Gospel Hour.
Amen. Like a sing-along, I think.
For the whole hour from 9 to 10?
Yeah, I'm taking the whole hour. Sorry.
It is Sunday after
now,
all.
The game may run over.
It could be a late game, but I think the game will go till 11, won't it?
No, it starts at 6. It'll be over at 10.
I think it's important, though, that we get from 10 o'clock to 11. Let me see what we have here. Oh, all those good shows at 10 o'clock.
10 to 11.
I'm going right through here. Hold on.
Scroll down, Lisa. Hold on, Mike. How about 10 o'clock on Channel 8? We go to Wall Street Journal Record.
Very good for 10 to 10:30.
Yeah, Wall Street Report.
All right.
And then take 10:30 to 11.
BET, Feed the Children. Thank you very much.
Hey, there you go. Rob, fill out the diaries.
You got it.
There you go. There's
some eclectic viewing there, that's for sure.
There you go. Now, you know, who knows what one Nielsen family means in the entire scheme of things.
Oh, a lot.
But wait till the headlines on Monday when they go, oh, the world has been turned topsy-turvy.
Incredible ratings for Feed the Children.
One last question. I need to know what rooms these three TVs are in.
Bathroom.
Okay.
The garage.
And the dungeon.
There we go.
That's why we do what we do for a living, ladies and gentlemen.
Bathroom, garage.
And dungeon.
And dungeon.
And dungeon.
And dungeon. Okay.
That's right. And if you want to substitute sex room for garage, that's fine. In fact, maybe.
Garage.
Sex room.
Yeah. Slash sex room or bathroom, just sex room?
Bathroom, sex room, dungeon. Yeah. Then it'll sound like somebody's living in a sex castle.
Okay, so that's the deal. Thank you to whoever sent in the Nielsen Diaries.
Very good.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Julie.
Yes.
Hi.
The pick for, I believe it was 6:30 to 7, Stanley. Mike's going to like that show.
Really?
I want to pick something else.
Why?
Disney family is right up my alley.
Why? Why is it right up my alley?
Because it's a defiant little boy.
Okay.
No, I think we'll stick with Stanley.
Okay.
I'd like the headline to be, you know, yeah. the Gospel Hour and Stanley have somehow...
Stanley.
...undone the... have undone the ratings of the Super Bowl.
Comedic value with just the name Stanley.
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 Yeah, you gotta love Stanley. Thank you, honey.
Well, certainly.
All right, see you later.
Reminds me of the great quarterback Stan Humphries when he played here in town. We used to have fun with just his name.
Stosh.
Stosh.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys, I'm getting my wisdom teeth pulled in a couple hours. You got any words of advice?
I hope you don't get a dry socket.
Get a good prescription, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I already got my pills.
Oh, well, then you're set.
What'd they give you?
Buzz. I don't even know. I just picked them up from Echo the other day.
Okay.
But, wondering if Buzz, did they just pour whiskey on your gums and use, like, a hammer and an axe?
You know what?
Back in my day, yes.
I can offer some insight on wisdom teeth, sir, because I had the procedure done, and... Occasionally, I'm not trying to scare you like listeners scare us, but if they have trouble like they did with one of mine, they had to take the hammer to it.
Oh, did they really?
They had to kind of break it to get it out. It was, and that was the one that hurt. But if they, you know, if it's normal, in the vast majority of procedures, they just yank them out and you're fine.
And I don't know if you're familiar with this movie. I know a lot of people saw the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks. That's how I do all of my dental work. I do it myself at home. What I do is I crawl into a cave.
With a figure skate.
And I get a rock and a skate.
Right.
And I end up knocking myself out.
You pass out, and the blood drains out of your mouth, and then when you wake up, you're fine. It's 4 years later.
I wake up the next morning, and I've got, my goddamn volleyball sitting there.
Yeah, and it's time to go spearfishing.
How long were you in pain, Mike, with that crushing of the tooth?
You know, I have a funny story about that. Do you remember the guy's name? You can never forget this. Dr. Guy Champagne. Do you remember that name?
I remember that, sure.
And Guy Champagne, I've never seen him since. I mean, he was a wonderful oral surgeon. We went out. God, I'm not even sure what marriage that was.
Your first marriage.
I think it was my first marriage.
That was your first marriage.
We went out with his wife, and he took me out to dinner. I had to get, like, this little pasta with nothing in it, you know, to eat because I was in pain. But I was in so much pain that he actually gave me a prescription and had me come in. But because it hurt, because I had what they call a dry socket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think you got a dry socket right now also. I think. Down in your pants.
Yes, yes, very much so.
Down in your pants, you got a dry socket.
Well, everything's working fine. Everything,
based on what you've said,
yes,
that socket might be dry for a while.
I think you're probably right.
Okay, thank you for the call.
All right, thanks, guys.
We got to break now. I know Rob, I just said we got a break.
Well, I was already on my way.
You know, very annoying. You come over, you point at the clock.
Well,
radar.
Inertia.
Just skipped over, just like points. Okay, I see.
Inertia. Body in motion.
Let me just set something up. Last night, I don't know if you happened to watch CBS. I don't know about you, but what I've done in my home is I have just ripped the controls and taking the remote controls off of all the TVs. Mm-hmm. So when you turn it on, all you get is CBS in my house.
You're a company man.
And last night, at 8 o'clock, they had the 30th anniversary of The Price is Right.
What a show, what a show.
And Bob Barker could not have looked more mannequinish. He could not have looked more plasticky.
Mm-hmm.
He could not have looked more like a Disney animatronic robot.
I believe he's 114 now.
And, but he relates to the young people with piercings, I noticed, in last night's show.
Yes, and, I don't want to give away, but we're going to be playing Low Budget Jeopardy in just a second. See if you can guess.
That's right.
Who our special guest might be.
And, of course, he has had a couple of mental problems involved with his his motor coordination.
Right, and he's got the raging blue steel constantly for the Price is Right honeys.
I don't know whether it's true or not. I was talking to, I think it was either Colette or Terry out in the hallway, that they informed me that he may have had a stroke on his way in.
We will be right back, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
JB from Fox Sports. Jack Diamond is a ham hock.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFN 102-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Hi, this is Bob Barker from Price is Right, and I never listen to the Don and Mike show.
F you, Bob. H to the Izzo. The Don and Mike Show.
It's a big Las Vegas-style show tomorrow night at a listener's home.
Very exciting.
We're going to pay off the big contest. You'll hear all about it on Monday. Plus, Monday we'll have our Super Bowl recaps. The guys coming in, as long as the Rams win, drink a tea made out of my brown and red underpants.
And if it's an upset, you'll be drinking his.
Correct. Also, next week on the show, we're going to be giving away... Oh, now we have a client who's actually giving us money to give away.
That's always exciting.
We have a $1,000 contest coming up. And we're going to have the booger eat-off.
Ew!
Bring your own boogers down or pick them fresh. I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work yet, but there's going to be a booger eat-off on the show.
Well, right.
Plus the debut of Porno Football next week on the show. And Venus will be up in the tri-state area next week at WNEW Land. You should know that next Wednesday night, the Don and Mike Fighting Gutterballs, we will be at Bowmore in Manhattan bowling against some of your favorite soap opera stars.
Yay!
From the ABC show One Life to Live.
All right.
So that's a good chance for you housefrows to come out and see some of your hunky favorites.
Yeah. Yes, and us.
And also some of the hot POAs from that show coming by to play also.
Ooh.
We're playing against actual people from the show, so it'll be a big week next week on the show. Now let's get to a Friday favorite. I hope I haven't given away who's coming.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
What can I say but happy anniversary, the 30th anniversary of The Price is Right. Last night he was propped up and brought out on stage in Las Vegas.
Who wants to play a pricing game?
Here is Bob Barker.
Bob Barker, ready and charged to play radio. Well, Don.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
I've had a stroke.
Oh, not again.
But I'll be fine. I'd just like to say, what a wonderful group of people you have producing your show in Washington, D.C.
Now, you know, Bob Barker, of course, is the voice of reason at the beginning of our show. Bob, we play
Yes.
We play this tape every day. This is the real Bob Barker.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
I remember doing that tape for you years ago when you came by in California, Television City.
Yes, we did.
It was a wonderful time, and I want to say I love this show.
And
I love your show.
And we love The Price is Right.
We've got special things coming up on The Price is Right in the year 2002.
Like what?
New games for The Price is Right. I'm very excited to make my debut announcement on the Don and Mike show about all the exciting new things we have for the young audience to track with the show. I think it's very exciting. We have not lost sight of keeping it fresh on Bob Barker's Price is Right show.
You still got lots of those POAs?
I've got my beauties that aren't suing me. The beauties are wonderful. Now, you remember all the wonderful games we've had in years past.
Well, I love the Plinko game.
Buy or sell card game, clearance sale, Plinko, Bob's hole in one, 10 chances, any number, blank check, all the good games.
Yeah.
We've got special games coming up. As a matter of fact, you'll be able to see them from Television City in Hollywood.
Now, if I'm understanding you correctly, these are new games that are geared at maybe a slightly younger demographic?
Absolutely, and I think that you'll be excited. I've got some of them right here. I won't tell you exactly what they are, but they're going to be fun, and who wants to play with those games?
Let's hear some of the new games, Bob.
One of the games we'll be playing will be Bob's Milk the Gland. Boy, will that be lots of fun. It involves participants from the audience. Milk the Gland.
So you will actually be milking the...
I can't reveal that. It wouldn't be any fun if I let you know.
If you milk someone's prostate.
I will not. I'll let you know something that I know you're all very curious. You say, what's the game? What's the game? I'm going to tell you that Milk the Gland does not involve me milking anything. It's someone milking me.
Oh, no. So someone
milk Bob's gland.
Someone will actually... Well, how does that turn into a pricing game?
Well, that's what you have to tune in to find out on The Price is Right, the highest rate a game show in daytime television. We have so many games. Pick out the corn, Bob's bursting beanbag.
Wait.
Yes.
Pick out the corn.
Pick out the corn from Bob.
That work?
This is where I'll bring someone up on stage.
Yeah.
They have an opportunity to win money with all the corn they pick out. For every piece of corn they pull out, they get money.
Wow.
It should be lots of fun. They'll get a stick.
From your poop?
Well, I'm not dipping my hand. We, of course, due to the censors, we cannot let people know what they're picking the corn out of, but I'll let them keep the tweezers. It should be big fun. And we've got Tune My Beauties.
Oh, no.
Tune My Beauties, a fantastic game on The Price is Right.
Now, would this involve walking in front of the beauties and maybe with your thumb and your forefinger?
Yes, sirree, on each one of my beauties. Each one of my beauties will have a frequency. If you tune the right frequency on my beauties, you'll win a prize. And it might be a car. It might be a brand new car. What's it going to be?
Are you afraid that any of your beauties will sue you for sexual harassment because you're having people from the audience come down and basically feel them up?
I will have that's the big announcement. You've jumped ahead. The big announcement. We'll have new beauties. Not the average models. We'll be bringing in porno stars from Canoga Park.
Wow.
It should be lots of fun. Bob's Canoga Park beauties, all whores. Lots of big fun. That's why Seed Game will be so much fun.
Seed
one of my beauties. That's a lot of fun. Who wants to seed the beauty? Only men can play.
You're talking about planting the demon's seed inside the beauty.
And then if they get far enough, we'll go right on to joystick.
Oh.
Joystick's a fun game. Hole Cracker, Professor Vomit, Cube the Pube. We are going. I want to tell you, Don.
Cube the Pube.
Cube the Pube. We are going to have so much fun with my beauties.
It doesn't seem to have anything to do with pricing.
It will. It will result in cash prizes and wonderful appliances like a new armoire or a Maytag refrigerator.
Now, listen, I'm not against a game like Cube the Pube.
Oh, if you're not against that, then you're going to love the new one I came up with.
What's that?
Shave it. Shave it. We bring someone down when Rod Roddy says, come on down, and they get to come up and be shaved
now
in their nether regions.
So you shave their genital area.
Shave their genitals, that's right, and if they shave it quick enough, they win a price on The Price is Right. Some of my beauties, the whores, will come over from Canoga Park and have a wonderful time. We're modernizing the Bob Barker Price is Right on CBS Television.
Now, are these going to be known as Bob's Whores from Canoga Park?
That's what we'll be announcing them. Wow. Which one of my whores will shave it? It'll be so much fun. We're going to have more games. I've got more.
More? What else, Bob?
Mystery drink, Roddy's changing table, blood or ketchup. These games are the kind that you're going to love on The Price is Right. And then my favorite that all the audience will love, What Fell Off Bob? What Fell Off Bob? They pick it up from the floor. If they can identify it, they'll win a car.
A car.
That's right, a car. We have so much excitement on The Price is Right, and we have a new showcase showdown that I'm going to call Rectal Magic. Yes, Don?
This seems to be a radical change in format.
Yeah.
The way the show works,
we needed to modernize The Price is Right, Don. That's what I said. We have to make it modern with new games.
The way I understand the show to be now is that you have generally either retired people or college students come out of the crowd.
That's right.
Well, you'll have like a Johnson floor wax, and
right,
you say, how much does this cost? And they say $1.69.
No more college students on The Price is Right. No, no, no.
No more college students.
No, we have actually stocked the audience with desperate addicts, people with substance abuse problems on The Price is Right. They'll do anything for the smallest prize, and they all get a consolation prize on The Price is Right.
Now, for the addicts, are you going to be giving away drugs?
We'll be giving away free samples of narcotics at the door. For example, if an addict comes down and is really not excited about playing Roddy's Changing Table, where they get to change Rob, and they have to guess whether Rob has soiled his diapers, then they will be motivated by giving them prescription narcotics on The Price is Right.
What about if you got someone who's riding the horse?
Someone who's riding the horse will get their fix on The Price is Right with the complete supply of various name brand heroin.
What about if, for instance, our friend Buzz, who occasionally in the past, in years gone by, has known
Buzz would love, I think,
of weed.
I think it would be wonderful if Buzz played Bob's weed bag. Bob's big, hefty weed bag. Reach in and grab a fistful. I'll have a choice of three bags: catnip, lawn shavings, and then Maui Wowie.
Now, let's say that Buzz reaches in and picks out the Maui Wowie. Yeah. At any point, does Price still have anything to do with this game? Does Buzz have to guess how
there
much?
There are several games that still involve prices. I know we're going to have guessing prices on Enema Hunter, Pick the Scab, Taste Bob's Love, and Is Bob Dead?
Wow.
Those three games will involve prices. And then Buzz could play Roll It.
Roll It.
That would be so much fun. You're going to love Whole Lot of Bob. And Whole is spelled H-O-L-E. It involves one of Bob's holes. Won't that be fun on The Price is Right? Bob's breakfast pie. Oh, you're going to love Bob's breakfast pie when Bob comes out with only an apron and makes a pie. A wonderful, delicious pie on The Price is Right. It should be so much fun.
Let me just recap the new Price is Right.
My game, my favorite, though. I haven't even mentioned that. Make it grow. Make it grow. Make it grow. Where are you from, heroin addict? I'm from the valley. Well, can you make it grow on Bob?
So you are doing away with the models.
Tough game to win.
You are doing the game with away with the models. You're right. Bringing in whores from Canoga Park.
And Animal Axe. We're going to have Animal Axe. Bob's Doggy Lick. Doggy Lick. That's right. They will be licking a dog.
They'll be licking a dog.
That's right. Isn't it exciting? All the prices and then my beauty whores will be coming in from their various porno movies. We'll have a rotation of them. They'll be wonderful.
So you're gonna...
I'm so excited. I really am. I can't wait to play Smell Bob's Fingers.
You're going to have whores, and you're going to stock the audience with substance abuse addicts.
And we're replacing cliffhangers with pole vault.
Pole vault.
It will be so much fun.
Have you run any of these ideas past the CBS brass?
The only one they balked at was what's in Bob's stool. What's in Bob's stool? They said no.
So is that why the did you compromise then on the corn game? Is that what that?
No, what we did was we compromised on the name, so now we're calling it What's in Bob's Gift Bag. All I had to do was put the stool in a bag. And then you call it a gift bag. It'll be fun on The Price is Right, the highest rated game show on daytime television.
Isn't that similar, though, to Pick the Corn out of Bob?
Actually, it's more similar to Taste Bob's Love. It really is, if you look at it that way.
But isn't Taste Bob's Love... doesn't that have to do with your DNA?
I understand, but the only way you find out what really is in Bob's stool is my taste.
Oh, God.
Now you understand the way the game's going to work on The Price is Right. The highest rated. And don't forget, everyone that comes on gets to keep the tweezers. Should be fun. We're looking forward to it.
Now, what about the in-the-closet Rod Roddy? Is his sexuality going to be... exposed in any way on this show?
We will be discussing Bob's propensity for homosexual activity with Asian men. We will indeed. It'll be lots of fun. We'll talk all about that when we play Rod's Changing Table.
And now
Roddy comes down with one of his jackets, and underneath there's an adult diaper that he soiled. Should be fun on The Price is Right. I love that, but I like real or ketchup.
Oh, now that's where someone will come to. Wasn't that Blutter Ketchup?
Blutter ketchup. That's right. I've had another stroke. I'm sorry.
So you'll actually have people tasting, and then they have to guess if it's Blutter Ketchup.
And if they can decide which it is, then they get to move on and play On the Cunny.
On the Cunny.
That's right. Now, that's a pricing game.
How does that work?
Each contestant that comes out of the audience has to determine the price of each item that's on the cunny. That's right. We're no longer using those ugly wooden pedestals.
So you're actually going to put the prizes on the horse genitals?
We will be putting the prices on top of the horse genitals. You've got it right. Which price is on the cunny? Fantastic. Are you from Samoa?
Oh, no.
Wonderful. And Bob's Peach Cuppers. Lots of fun. Lovely games we'll be playing. It'll be wonderful.
Well, I'm getting a mental picture now. What you're going to have is these your whores from Canoga Park.
Yes, all sorts of different whores. Young ones, old ones, classic porno stars on The Price is Right.
And for name that, or the cunny game,
Bob's going to bring on Vanessa Del Rio.
You'd have the girl with her legs spread, and like in between would be a container of, let's say, some kind of, like, turtle wax?
That's correct.
And the contestant would have to guess?
Right, that's right. We will have loads of turtle wax and other lubricants on The Price is Right. It'll be so much fun. I am really looking forward to 2002. I hope I don't die. Should be so much fun. Polish Bob's knob.
Bob, it is a radical departure. Are you worried about how your diehard... average.
You mentioned dykes. Bob's favorite dykes.
So I was going to say die hard, but that's another game. Bob's favorite dykes.
Who's the dyke?
Who's the dyke?
That'll be a fun game. We'll line up ladies with short hair and combat boots. Who's the dyke? We'll win a fabulous prize.
What are you going to do when your diehard fans, the ladies with blue hair,
right,
start figuring out that the games involve your bodily functions?
I guarantee you this.
Yes.
The ladies that are in the audience, when they play the game, What's in Bob's Navel? They will love it and find it more entertaining, more wonderful than it ever has been on The Price is Right, and they'll learn to love my beautiful Canoga Park horse.
And finally, Bob, tell me, is rumor or fact, you will be doing the show every day shirtless.
I will be wearing the same outfits that they wear on Survivor. That's right. I'm modernizing the show. Bob will be coming out with no shirt and just a loincloth on The Price is Right.
A loincloth.
That's right. And nothing underneath. And sometimes you'll get a glimpse of Bob. We're keeping Plinko. That's right. We are keeping Plinko. The only difference is they'll have a camera set up at the bottom of the Plinko stairs.
Yeah.
Following Bob up the stairs, you'll be able to see Bob's taint. It'll be so much fun on The Price is Right, the highest rated game show in daytime television. And don't forget a new character, Professor Vomit.
Professor Vomit.
That's right. Professor Vomit will vomit up prices.
Okay. All I can say is that this is a radical change.
I love it.
I'm for it.
Don't forget Cube the Pube.
Cube the Pube.
Mm-hmm.
All of this coming on the all new Price is Right for 2002.
It should be big fun on The Price is Right. And don't forget Squat Over the Mirror.
Bob,
that's a pricing game.
We need to break and get, I think we need two contestants for a low-budget Jeopardy here.
That's a wonderful idea.
If you want to play,
I hope I don't have a stroke.
You want to play our pedestrian game?
Yes.
Call us from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636.
Can we play Does It Fit?
For D.C. on WJFK. Your number is 202-432-1067.
Pick the scab.
And from New York, it's 877-692-1027 if you're listening on WNEW.
Seed game.
Oh, right, and that's where someone from the audience plants the seed inside one of your Canoga Park horns.
Or Bob.
Or Bob.
That's right.
Bob.
No holes barred.
All right, we'll be right back.
Bye, Bob.
And Mike Show.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob. There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
You like that, old man?
You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
The price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough.
Bitch. Able to neutralize feminine odor. The Don and Mike Show.
I remember that movie with Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler, yeah.
Wonderful boy.
Funny movie.
Funny boy.
You got a lot of you got a lot of new fans when you punched out Adam Sandler in that movie.
I know, and that's why we're tapping into that on the new Price is Right.
The new Price is Right. Before we play the game, have you met our new producer?
Oh, I have. She is wonderful. She could be one of my beauties if she ever decided to get into pornography.
Well, she's not a whore. I know that. I think the last time you were on the show, I don't know, was Charlie Broyhill still our producer?
That wonderful boy, Charlie Broyhill, was your producer.
But he'd love to play Bob's Chocolate Shower.
You might want to just think about Lisa. Now, she's not a whore.
Right.
But she is a lovely woman. You might want to think about it. Or do the new beauties, do they all have to be whores? They don't all have to be whores, but I will tell you that if they want to model hand jewelry, they have to sleep with Bob.
Okay.
It's a prerequisite on the Price is Right.
Gotcha, Bob. Let's play this game that seems pedestrian by comparison.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a groundskeeper from Fredericksburg. Let's say hi to Brian Harper.
Oh, wow, that's loud. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
And now, entering the studios, our returning champion. His total, $53. A mortgage underwriter from Herndon, Virginia, Pat O'Brien.
Hey, Pat.
Hello, fellas.
Pat, being a returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, you tell us how it's changed your life?
It really hasn't.
That's a good answer. And now, entering the studio's host of Low Budget Jeopardy, remember, Brian and Pat, don't screw without you. And say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Let's play Enema Game.
Bob and guys, I'll remind you to answer in the form of a question. I live with my mom. I'm wearing a clip-on tie. My suit is by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex unless you're playing the game. Otherwise, El Kuhler or Quizmaster, and call him just B-Squared, the Bobmeister.
Who wants to sit in Bob's wee-wee bucket?
Here are your categories, guys. And they are...
Ammonia.
They are. Here are your categories.
I'm sorry.
Name that Bob.
Name that Bob. Wonderful.
Super Bowl trivia.
Oh, very good. The big game.
Circumcised or not?
I'm never telling, but you'll find out on The Price is Right.
Superheroes, real identities.
Ooh, I love comic books.
And states and capitals.
States and capitals. Education is wonderful.
So you got Name That Bob, Super Bowl Trivia, The Return of Circumcised or Not, Superheroes, Real Identities, and states and capitals. What's wrong, Bob?
I can't feel my legs.
Oh, no. Let's start with Brian. Brian, you are the challenger.
I'll go with Circumcised or Not.
It was a popular category from a couple of weeks ago. We're bringing it back.
Good luck, Brian.
Circumcised or not. Movie star Ben Stiller.
I would have to say yes.
No, I'm
Isn't
sorry.
Isn't he Jewish?
That was not in the form of a question.
Oh, Pat O'Brien, your chance to steal.
What is yes?
$1 for
Ben
Pat O'Brien.
Stiller circumcised.
Circumcised. No fire hose for Ben Stiller. Pat, you're in control.
Stay with that for two.
Movie star Leonardo DiCaprio.
What is no?
Brian, your chance to steal.
What is yes?
Yes, Leonardo DiCaprio circumcised.
Both of these contestants are going to the final round. Brian, select again. Brian!
Select again, D.A.
Brian Harper.
I will take Name That Bob.
No, nope, you got to take Circumcised for three.
Oh, I'm sorry. Circumcised for three.
Good choice. one of our enemies on this show. This guy hates us. Max Bodine. All right, well, Max Bayer Jr. Max Bayer Jr., who was Jethro Bodine.
Who is not.
Right. He is not,
not
circumcised.
$3 for Brian. Time to select another one, Brian.
I'll go with Superheroes Real Identities.
All right, this is an easy one. He is Superman.
Clark. Oh, who is Clark Kent?
I'm sorry, not in the form of a question.
I'm a moron.
Pat O'Brien, chance to steal.
It was Clark Kent.
Right.
$1, Pat O'Brien, the very exciting Pat O'Brien.
Leave with that for two.
He is Spider-Man.
Who is Peter Parker?
Peter Parker, Peter Parker. Okay, you're in control, Pat.
We'll go Superheroes for three.
He is the Incredible Hulk.
Who is Dr. Bruce Banner?
Hey, even better that you had the doctor there. Yes, that's not impressive.
Pat O'Brien likes to stay in his room reading comic books. All right, $3 for you. Select again.
We'll go with Name That Bob for one.
Name That Bob.
Wonderful.
Very old Bob.
Was that a question? I didn't hear it.
Very old Bob.
All right, Brian, your chance to steal.
Who is Bob Hope?
No. Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
I figured that would be too easy.
I'm old, too, but I'm excited about Bob's breakfast pie. All right, Pat, you're in control.
I've made it Bob for two.
Very, very, very old Bob.
Who is Bob Hope?
Two. No, no. All right, Bob, your chance to... Brian, your chance to steal. You've confused the old man.
Who is Bob... I don't know.
Bob Dole.
Wonderful. This is confusing, like some of the games on The Price is Right are, like what's on Bob's lip. All right, Pat, you're in control.
I'll stand up, Bob, for three.
Very, 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 very old Bob.
It was Bob Hope.
There it is.
There you go.
$3 for Patrick. All right, Patrick, select again.
Super Bowl trivia for what?
They won the first Super Bowl for the AFL.
Who are the New York Jets?
Righto.
$1 and wonderful answer going in, Pat O'Brien.
We'll go with Super Bowl trivia for two.
Number of Super Bowls lost by the Buffalo Bills.
What is four?
Right again.
$2 for Patty's got a commanding lead on Mobile Jeopardy.
We'll go for Super Bowl for three.
Number of times the Los Angeles Rams appeared in the Super Bowl.
What is one?
Again, correct. Against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Runs the category. Wonderful. Select again, Patrick.
We'll go Statham Capitals for one.
All right, last category on the big board. It's the capital of Rhode Island.
What is Providence?
$1 for you. You're doing a great job, Pat O'Brien. That's why you're the champion.
There's a buzzsaw.
Statham Capitals for two.
Florida.
What is Tallahassee?
Right.
$2. She's making mincemeat of the categories.
We'll go with Statham Capitals for three.
Tennessee.
What is Knoxville?
No.
No.
We finally found a question that you got wrong.
We found the chink.
Brian, now...
The chink in your armor.
That's correct. I thought you were getting controversial.
Yeah, we found the chink.
Brian, your chance to steal.
What is... I don't know.
No. You didn't take advantage.
Sorry, it's not a graduate of UCKF, which is...
University, Universal College of the Knowledge Federation.
Right, UCKF. No, it's Nashville.
And that's
Nashville.
That's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
All right, guys, here you go. Now, both of these guys are going to the second round, even though one guy's like killing the other guy, right,
Bob? That is right. They both get to play.
Okay, so here is... Oh, you got a 50-50 chance on this. And this is now based on... information as late as yesterday from Entertainment Tonight. So you have a 50-50 chance. Currently, mustached or not. I'll give you the name. You tell me if the celebrity currently has a mustache. Now, I got I'm not going to use, like, Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, that would be cruel.
And that's subjective as well.
I know.
Although, well, last night on Will and Grace, you sure did look like she had a mustache and a penis. You're currently mustached or not. George Clooney.
Ah.
Answer in the form of a question and Well, good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Bob's Bad Boy Boob Book. That's right. I've compiled pictures of beautiful breasts in a booby book that you can read in the bathroom, in the living room, in your bedroom. Page after page of big, beautiful boobs in Bob's Biggest, Bestest Boob Book Ever. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex the Rec Jeopardy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Brian Groundskeeper.
We want to go to Brian first. Brian, mustachioed or not?
He does not.
That was not even in the form of a question.
I'm sorry.
I gave it to
That knocks you down to zero.
And Pat O'Brien, incidentally, before you answer, is it true we got a call about you?
No, it's not. I don't know what it is. It is absolutely not true.
How do you know what it is?
Because somebody called in and said I was a stripper.
Yes, that's right. We have a call that you're a male stripper.
All right.
Is that true or not?
No, it is not true.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Currently mustachioed or not, George Clooney.
What is no?
Oh, no.
George Clooney. And that means we don't have a low-budget Jeopardy champion.
You saw him last night on Entertainment Tonight. He's got, like, one of them weird, almost looks like he drew it on with a pencil mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, hey, it's the type of game that Alan Linewand will love because we're giving away absolutely no money today. Not like we had any money to give away, so...
No money!
Brian, don't go away mad. Just go away. Same to you, Pat. You do get to keep the money you've won already. Here now is Bob to tell you about your gifts. Bob!
That's right, Pat O'Brien. You get to keep your $53 if you want on Low Budget Jeopardy. Thank you very much. And now here are your parting gifts. Are you two ready?
Yes.
First of all, it's not a car. It's not a car.
It's not a car.
You've won a Super Troopers prize pack. Don't miss Super Troopers, the hilarious new film about cops, crimes, and killing time. In theaters February 15th. It's their highway. You're just driving on it. But wait, there's more. You have won a prize pack courtesy of Music Outlet. Music Outlet is guitars and musical instruments. Price from $1.99. Call them at 1-888-747-9811. Thank you for playing.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right.
Enjoy the Super Bowl. Don't be stupid. Don't bet on the Patriots. And, well, Bob, what can I say? I'm looking forward to the all-new Price is Right.
Featuring Milk the Gland, Pick the Corn, Bob's Bursting Beanbag, Tune My Beauties, What's Bob's Stool, Seed Game, Doggy Lick, Smell Bob's Fingers.
Looking forward to all of them.
Joystick, Hole Cracker, Professor Vomit, Cube the Pube, Shave It, Mystery Drink. Body's Changing Table, Blutter Ketchup, What Fell Off Bob, Rectal Magic, Sodomy Spree, Bob's Breakfast Pie, On the Cunny, Whole Lot of Bob, Does It Fit, Enema Hunter, Pick the Scab, Taste Bob's Love, Is Bob Dead?
Wow.
It should be fun.
I will look forward, Bob. Happy 30th anniversary. Always remember and never forget. Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Coron Incorporated and is distributed by King World. Check out Bob's Scabs.
Bob always brings something new when he comes on the show.
Never know what's going to come out of his mouth.
Always do. Bob's Whores from Canoga Park.
Very exciting.
How about that?
Yes.
What's that, Cunny? What's the price? What was that one? The Cunny?
On the Cunny.
On the Cunny.
And What Fell Off Bob.
We'll be back. I believe it's time for Ebony and Ivory. Are they here?
Stossel is about 2 minutes away. Rob the Angry Mailman is here. And our lovely guest, Amy.
Oh, Amy. Ah, well, then, you know what? Maybe we'll just start with Robert and Amy.
Very exciting.
And then we'll work Ebony and Ivory in.
We do the movie
like with Chuck Stossel. Be right back, everybody.
And Mike Show.
I didn't think it was physically possible, but this both sucks and blows.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. from D.C. on WJFM 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
I mean, I don't know what the weather's like where you are, but 75 degrees here today, so this is a good rejoiner, I think.
God loves the Don and Mike show.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
Oh, this summer. Where's that part of the song? Bring in Robert the Angry Mailman is here. And we're going to split this into two segments today, the Robert and Charlie on Movies segment, because we also have a piece of hate mail for Robert the Angry Mailman. From
Robert
Pat
has
Morris.
Gotten his first hate mail from Pat Morris.
From Pat Morris.
Really?
But let's welcome in now an aspiring love connection. This is very, very exciting. I remember you from the bowling alley.
It's Amy.
Damn, you're hot. Hi there, Amy. I'm Don. I'm sorry I didn't get to meet you the other night.
Hi there. Ooh, nice soft hands.
Hi, Amy.
Good to see you again. How are you?
Have a seat, please.
She's lovely, isn't she?
Gee, Robert almost falling on his face coming in here.
She's beautiful. Now, here is
suave Robert almost like hits the deck when he comes in here.
Robert the mailman.
Hey.
Robert's got, you know, Robert has a different look every time he comes in here. I love it.
You got the sunglasses happening today.
Yeah, man. I'm the man. How you doing?
Of course, he's just totally bathed in gold.
Yep.
Now, Robert, the deal is... I had to leave bowling early this week.
Oh, he brought his clip in.
Oh, no.
He brought his clip.
He's going to explain.
No. This is something we talked about.
I told Robert he could bring his clip in, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Okay, this has nothing to do with Robert and Amy. We are bowling against Robert and your team in...
Five Angry Mailmen
on February 13th.
Right.
Now, the deal is Robert wanted to bring... his gun in today.
Right.
His AK-47.
Right. What the hell is that?
And
I can't concentrate with Robert going through his bag of tricks.
I told Robert that I didn't feel comfortable, and I'm sure under the current 9/11 deal that the state shouldn't feel comfortable with him bringing a gun in.
Probably no.
Now, here is the deal. This is the bet that we are making with Robert when we... And what are you pulling out, dildos?
He's pulling out dildos. He's got a bag of dildos.
Okay. Here's what the... Hold on. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm doing all
Amy,
right.
Amy, you wear everything that's going on here or what? I mean, I it's new to me. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, it's a little strange.
Let me just tell you the bet. Here's the bet. When we bowl against the Angry Mailmen, if we lose, we go to the NRA range.
Okay.
With Robert.
Right.
And Robert will instruct us in shooting his guns.
Okay, excellent. That's a good deal.
If we win.
Right.
Robert promises not to shoot his gun for a year.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Is that the deal?
No, you got it all wrong.
All right, what is the deal we discussed?
What is the deal, Robert?
This is the deal. You guys bowl like crap.
I
come in there to jazz it up.
Right.
You know, and sometimes I go overboard, and you make the little comments about the, you know, the little nuggets of the show that you won't invite me to, and you love to do that.
Oh, this is about the Super Bowl party, just the Super Bowl party.
Period.
I think I frankly think you've hurt Robert by now. I'm not involved in it, though. I'm not trying to put any pressure on you.
I had an idea. I said, okay, to jazz it up, we need a bet. Okay, the bet is, if I win, I take the five pansies of the show.
Yeah.
Who don't own guns. And it's not an AK-47. It's a 308 Austrian assault rifle.
Oh, my God.
A lot bigger.
Oh, so much bigger than an AK-47.
We go to the NRA. Uh-huh. I have a range card.
Right. Of course.
And off... Oh, well, we only go on KKK night.
No, but Rob does have an NRA card, though.
He does.
And we get the five people, you know.
Right.
Buzz, Lisa, you guys.
Right.
You shoot off a clip each.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you something. These are deer hunting bullets.
Right, sure.
But it's a semi-automatic rifle.
Okay.
So it has a kick.
It's a deer's arm.
So it's not the easiest thing in the world.
All right.
And if I lose...
Now, what happens then?
I sell the assault rifle and all my gold.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's what you said.
You sell your assault rifle and all your gold, and your gold is important to you.
My lifeblood, man. Yeah.
He's very sure that he's going to beat us.
He has total confidence.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's good. Now, why do you have, like, love stuff? Dildos and things like
that. Now, let me just, now that we're past the bet on the bowling, and that's why he brought the clip in.
Okay.
I didn't want to bring the gun
in. Can I look at it, Robert?
Oh, yeah.
All right. The deal is, when we were bowling the other night, this beautiful woman, Amy, was one of the women in the crowd, mm-hmm. and I understand that you made cookies for everybody.
Yeah.
You made cookies?
What kind of cookies?
Oh, wow. It's kind of, they're complicated.
Speaking of,
they're chocolate cookies.
That's always
frightening when I hear that.
Lots of chocolate.
But she's an incredibly beautiful woman.
Very.
And Robert is quite taken with you.
Very.
And Robert called the show the next day to profess his love.
Yeah, I
for you. And I know that flipped you out a little bit.
It did flip me out.
When we were, I don't know if this is after you left, when we were at the bowling alley, when Robert, somebody said that Robert has a taker for the Robert Challenge and pointed at Amy, and we all, I think, simultaneously said, my God, she's a hottie.
Yes, we did.
And we were all very pleased.
And she was having a good time.
And you were having a good time.
Right.
So have you guys since gone out on a date?
No.
No.
Oh, we talked on the phone, though.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, I had so much fun busting you guys' balls the first game.
Right.
That, you know, the challenge didn't come to my mind. And the women there were kind of hard on the eyes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Chantilly, I mean, and then again, you know, the ones had race cars on their T-shirts, so I know I couldn't kiss one of those. Because I'd still be in Chantilly right now, you know, swinging from a pole or something.
God. So, I agree with that assessment.
Mm-hmm. So,
right.
After Don left, you know, it thinned out a little bit, but it was more partying going on.
Right.
Plus,
yeah,
I had a ringer in there, and you still lost. So I said, okay, let's take the challenge. And she was smiling at me, being nice, had a couple of beers on, a six-pack or something, a case.
No.
And I said, who wants to take the challenge? He said, I will. And I was like, well, hell yeah, you can take
right.
the challenge.
So did you guys?
I only had $5 on me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, how am I going to pull this off?
Right.
You know? Because I know you's challenge is what, $100?
Yeah.
And I'm like, basically, it's a win-win situation for me. I don't have. If I don't tell her what the prize is, I can give her anything.
Right.
So if
right.
I took the challenge,
I did not even know what the challenge was.
You didn't know the challenge
at
the time.
I had no idea.
So when everybody was pointing over at you, she's going to take the challenge. You didn't know what the challenge was.
I had not a clue.
Okay. All right.
But she was very friendly, and the challenge didn't go off. Obviously, I didn't want to waste it on those. White trash. So
okay.
I said, why don't I bring her in here? It with me, and we can do some challenging in here.
Right.
She said, okay, I'd like to come on the show with you.
And you explained to her what the challenge is.
Right.
Do you know what the challenge is yet?
Well, I do now.
You got to suck face with Robert. That's the challenge.
Well, yeah.
Robert, I think, and wisely so, Robert has enlisted the power of the show.
Right.
The peer group pressure,
yes, if you will.
That's what Charlie told me about.
That's,
you know?
I think
but
that's
she's
smart.
Not like that. She's like, she's very nervous.
Mm-hmm.
She's a nice lady. We talked a lot on the phone in the last couple of days.
Right.
And I do have to profess my sincere love for her.
Sincere love
wow.
for her.
Okay, right. I mean, you know, we bring the country closer together. It's
mm-hmm.
Black, it's
mm-hmm.
Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
And we can bring the country closer together with this ebony and ivory thing.
He's
she looks a lot better
Black,
than Charlie.
He's been waiting for Black History Month.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Howard G. And,
right.
I mean, Rob, you're going to hate February because we're wearing black guys on all the time.
Absolutely.
Oh. Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
All right, so where are we at with this right now? What's going on?
Well, okay, I asked her.
I still don't know why you have
why do you have dildos here?
I'm gonna tell you the truth. When she first said that she wanted to come on the show and that, you know, we could have some fun.
Right.
My mind went racing.
Okay, now hold on, Amy, did you want to throw something in here?
Well, when we originally, now, mind you, I was carrying on about 6 different conversations at the bowling alley.
Yeah,
along
right. Here we go.
Let her speak, Robert.
Let her speak.
Be nice.
I'm not known for being nice, but go ahead.
All right.
But he had said something about doing, like, a movie review. I was not, the challenge thing somehow went right over my head.
You know how she had a couple of drinks in her, and you know, I wasn't trying to take advantage of it because I'm not like that. But the inclination was once I got the digits, and oh, how the white guys got pissed when I got that telephone number. They're like, right. Damn, man. Damn. Even that fat guy that writes for the website.
Yeah.
He's like, what about me, man? What about me? I'm like, hey, loser, if you had any game, you'd right. get a number instead of me.
Amy, let me ask you, why did you give Robert your phone number?
It was a business card.
A business card, okay.
She wrote her number down in my little purple book first. Let's be honest.
Okay.
Let's be honest.
Now.
So it was a little chemistry going.
Here's an important question right here. Amy.
Yes.
Did Robert make clear to you what was going to go down here at the radio station?
Not that I am aware of.
Excuse me.
and Robert, can you tell Amy exactly what
do you want?
I'm going to tell you honestly.
What do you want?
We haven't figured out what Robert wanted.
When on the way home, on the road 50.
Yeah.
Had a stiffy.
Right.
The first thing in my mind, I swear to God,
right,
was anal in Ken's office.
Oh,
you I'm like, you know,
they're going to delete that out.
Robert,
you want to have anal with Amy in Ken's office.
Robert, the idea of watching you kiss a woman, much less have any kind of sexual activity with a woman, does not in any way, shape, or form appeal to
me. Brad Pitt. I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
All right, so you would like to have anal with
Amy. No. That was just a fantasy.
A fantasy.
I calmed down once I got home, and I got on the phone with one of my honeys. And
so we still haven't established what's going on.
No. Yeah.
Okay. What is the challenge? What is the challenge?
Basically, what I'm thinking is, while Charlie does his review,
yes,
crappy review, me and her, you know, we interact a little bit. She can sit on my lap, you know, I might kiss her or stroke her back or something. Plus, she's supposed to be in a two-piece. She's supposed to have a bra and panties on.
Okay, what you want to do is, baby.
Wait, hold on. Amy, speak your mind. Go ahead.
I'm dressed. I mean, don't know what I have on.
Let me interject here. What Robert, the way I get it, Robert, you correct me if I'm wrong. What Robert is looking for is, while the movie review segment is going on, you are sitting on his lap in your two-piece or whatever you brought to wear.
Yeah, with the biscuit.
With an occasional, you know, with whatever happens, whatever you feel comfortable with.
Right,
Is that cool with you?
Now, what does she get for this challenge?
Yeah, what does she get?
Airtime.
Airtime. She gets her 15 minutes? Is that what you're saying, Robert?
Didn't I say that? Charlie told me this. And this is what I'm here to do. I brought this here. Actually, this fell out of my bag. I don't know where this
came from. What, the dildos?
The dildo and the anal ease. I don't know where this stuff
came from. Ripping into it.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes. You know, I'm going to profess my eternal love for Amy here.
Oh, no.
No better way to do that.
In front of all of America, after knowing her 2 days, mm-hmm. Amy, will you marry me?
God damn.
Wow. All right, well, let's wait for the answer.
So let's a hush go over the crowd. Right. And I'm on one knee.
Okay.
Look at this.
Either I'm out joking or I'm proposing.
All right, now.
Come on, Mammy.
Robert, now it's time to shut up. You've asked the question.
Now, Amy, who's the celebrity you think you most resemble before you answer this question?
I don't think I really resemble anyone.
She's cute as hell, though.
She's beautiful.
Definitively has it going on.
Tattoos? Oh, my God.
She has tattoos, Robert?
Yeah, tattoos.
She showed them to me.
Really?
You showed Robert your tattoos?
She showed me one.
Where was that?
Right above the A's.
No, it's back.
She has a very exotic look.
Uh-huh. Very beautiful.
Cute.
Yeah.
Very cute.
So Robert has actually, in the middle of all this, when we got discussing Amy's appearance, proposed.
He's asked you to marry him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Come on, we need an answer.
that might be a difficult
one. Okay, that's a no.
Oh, that, man. That's messed up, dog.
Oh, dear.
You know what? I'm going to my car.
No, stop it. Don't go to
I'll be right
don't
back.
Go, don't go.
I'll be right back, man.
What about the sitting on his lap while he's doing the movie review?
I'll do that.
No.
You'll do that.
All right. Yeah.
In whatever.
That's the next best thing.
Whatever.
You're getting married.
No two-piece?
No, sir.
Did you bring something to wear?
At least so.
I'm wearing something.
Like underwear? Is it like a bathing suit or something?
I don't do bathing suits.
You don't do bathing suits.
Not.
Don't do bathing suits.
So you do lingerie.
Please show
very,
us.
Very
nice. Just to make it clear, I'm trying to be
like
clear.
That, Lisa.
The two-piece aspect of what was discussed.
Well, Lisa, hold on.
What's that, Lisa?
I love Lisa.
Well, what's the problem, Lisa?
I looked at him and smiled. And he said, don't look at me like that. Don't show me that porn. I'm an innocent young woman.
Threesome.
Wow.
Threesome.
Right. So,
reverse Oreo cookie here.
So the whole concept of the two-piece, like a bikini, is out, right, Amy? Is that correct?
At least show us. I mean, show us, then button back up. Come on now. It's on the air. Ain't nothing going to happen.
Robert, what do you want to see, Robert?
TNA, man.
You want to see TNA?
Now, listen, she seems like a very nice girl, and I'm not going to...
Even with the outfit she has on, she's dressed like, Morticia Adams.
It's kind of a neat-looking thing.
It's like a...
She let me feel her leg. Look.
It's a beautiful, like, leathery, silk-looking...
Do you think we could see a tattoo? Could we see a tattoo that Robert is seeing? She's going to show us one of her tattoos.
Okay. Yeah. I would not feel comfortable asking her to...
Okay. Oh, that's very, very nice. Very subtle. Very subtle tattoo.
Oh, my God.
I might feel comfortable now asking her.
Looks like wild cherry bubblicious in this mother. Woo!
Wow. Very good. Oh. Just let us see her in her underwear.
Are you wearing underwear? Are you wearing any underwear?
She's not wearing underwear.
You're not wearing underwear.
I thought not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
You're really not wearing underwear?
She's wearing a thong.
How do you know? She's not wearing anything.
Because I'm praying.
No, Robert. Robert. Earth to Robert. She's not wearing any underwear at all.
None.
Wait, she's not.
Man. Why would you come in here with nothing underneath the dress? You got something on the top?
Yeah.
Okay, we can do that.
So she has a bra on.
Yeah. Can we see that? Please.
Here, see?
Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
I'm entertained. I don't know why. I'm entertained.
Robert, listen, I tell you what. If you can get her to take her shirt off, more power to you. But this is your deal, not our deal.
Yeah, Robert, this is your deal. If you want to offer a prize.
She sits on my lap. In the bra only. That's cool, too.
Okay, and but you have to, Robert, you have to offer the prize. You have to come up with the prize pack.
This is not a deal for me.
This is not our
thing. I am the prize. I am Robert the Angry Mailman. I'm beautiful, handsome.
Robert, you have to offer more than that, man. You got to offer more than that.
What, my money? Mm-hmm. Not a hoe. I ain't going to offer no money.
Thank you.
I've had hoes.
You might have scored some points there.
Yeah, but she's beautiful. I tell her to her face, she's a beautiful woman. I enjoy time talking to her. I enjoy messing with her. I enjoy it in here. Mm-hmm. But I want to see, you know, something. I mean, I ain't going to get nothing off. America knows this.
But let's make it clear. What are you looking for here, Robert?
You just wanted to, you want to see her in a bra?
Yeah, on my lap.
On your lap, in a bra. What are you prepared?
The talk is boring.
You might make out.
You've given her a very. No, wait, hold on. No. I don't think. Do you want to make out with Robert?
No.
Okay, that was a no.
But you would be willing.
You're saying there's a chance.
You would be willing. You would be willing. We've established the fact that you will sit on Robert's lap during the movie reviews segment.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a start. I'll work my magic. You might have to be off air. You might turn my
Robert's dildo.
Is she beautiful?
Is she very... I'm sorry, what?
I said you got to move slow. Build it up.
Yeah.
This is true.
Every time I meet, I got a vibrator.
Oh, God.
Robert, have you thought about maybe putting the vibrators away and asking Amy out on, like, a dinner date?
I don't like it, but I'm a... You know,
do you like to cut right to the chase, Robert? Yeah. Is that it?
I'm like this. Mm-hmm. I'm like this. Hey, baby. In out. Wait, which one you want to put it in?
Oh, here.
Wow. Robert, I'm going to tell you something now that I believe is going to break your heart.
What?
Do you know she's married?
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
Oh, you know. You.
Ha-ha.
Ha-ha. So she's married, but that doesn't bother you?
Are you kidding? She's in here. And hubby ain't going to do nothing to me.
Amy?
I don't have friends. I got clips.
Oh, God. Amy, your husband obviously aware of you coming down here today?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to bust me out?
He's a
Don.
I'm not trying to.
He does it again.
I'm not trying
he
to.
He did it again.
I'm not trying to he bust did you out.
Did you see the smile on his face? Let me tell you something, Robert. She's married.
She's married.
Yeah, I know. I know she's married.
How'd your husband feel about you coming down here?
He was really cool, but we definitely discussed what would be crossing the line.
Ah, okay. So what would be crossing?
Like, yeah, what would be?
He's really just a really cool guy.
What is the extent of what you would be willing to? The state of dress that you would be willing to. No, I don't think that's going to happen, Robert.
Robert, put away your.
I don't know. Put away your pornography.
Robert, put
that's
away
not
your pornography.
Three-way sex for $5.
That's
all color.
That's not going to put away your pornography, Robert.
Two-way. Look at that,
Robert.
I see that. That's
okay, Robert is showing us porno now. Robert,
hey,
you
I'm
are
a funny single guy.
You are
she's a beautiful
man.
Woman. Yeah. What were the chances? I messed with her. I brought her in here so we can have some fun. And we're having fun. Aren't we having fun?
We're having a blast.
Right, Robert?
Oh, yeah.
I know this is killing you. I know this is killing you, Jackboot. I know this is killing you.
Furthermore, I want to tell you something else. I want to invite you to the Las Vegas Style Show tomorrow night.
Yeah!
Will you be my guest at the private Las Vegas Style Show tomorrow night?
Sure.
Okay.
You know, he's not going to show you, but he's very happy about
that. So now get off my ass about that. But
I'm not on your ass.
No.
What I'm saying is,
here's the deal with the bowling. He's busted my balls about my bowling, and I say to him,
right.
Well, this is why you're not invited to my house for the Super Bowl party.
That was uncalled
for. And he goes into the whole thing. He says, oh, you don't want me to come to your house because you don't want me to stand outside and greet your guests and go, hello there.
Well, this is what what I said. The reason that I can't come to your house is because the only job you offered me was to stand on your lawn with a lantern and park cars and shine shoes.
No, but you did it with
I used the bathroom ball.
Yeah.
Use the bushes, boy. Use the bushes. Now, see, and that you throw me an alley-oop and I run with it. We all like right. that, man. But I love you.
Oh, I love you. And you want to come to the Vegas Style Show?
Yeah, I'll come.
All right.
Robert,
all right.
You are a natural.
You're there.
In this little radio business.
You'll find another Amy there, because Amy just broke my heart.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I mean, he is such a cat. I mean, look at him. He is a good looking man.
I
detect a connection.
We're going to
marry or not between Robert and Amy. They seem to like each other. I don't think Amy would be here.
Girlfriends, I'm there.
Right. Will you, after this appearance on the show, will you continue to be a friend to Robert?
Absolutely.
There you go. There you go.
This is fascinating.
Oh,
very nice.
Yeah.
Amy,
hi, Mommy.
Amy, how many years?
Hi, Mommy.
She looks
at the top of his head.
How many years have you been married, Amy?
One.
Oh, okay. Saying there's a chance.
Wow. Right. Yeah, right. Okay.
No, but I knew she was married. You know, it's good. Hey, look, man, I told her at the bowling alley, she's the type of chick that if I wasn't Robert the Angry Mailman, that she probably makes my black ass and call the squad team on if I approach her. She's over my league. I understand that.
Okay.
I got a lot of women myself, man. I ain't just pouring my heart. I ask every woman to marry me.
All right,
it's just a bad.
All right,
let's break. Let's break. When we come back,
we'll find out exactly how Amy will be dressed when she sits on Robert's lap.
Yeah. I mean, I think
we got to keep the suspense going.
I think we can. I can now speak for everyone. I think
personally,
we'd all like to see you without
the
shirt on.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that decision is up to you.
Let's go to the prize closet.
But if we come back, we will bring Chuck Stossel in.
Boring.
As a matter of fact, this did used to be Charlie's segment on the show.
That is true. We will water down some of the sexuality of the segment.
But Charlie and you will review movies.
Charlie's flipping me off right now.
Amy will sit on your lap. But Charlie Stossel, in the next room, you should know that there is a letter that came today that has nothing to do with you, Charlie Stossel.
Wow.
It is a hate letter from Pat Morris for Robert the Angry Mailman.
I smell sulfur.
Here we go.
So, all right.
All right, got story too for his sorry ass.
All right, well, listen, I only got time for his story this week.
No, I'm going to type it up
now. So let's break, but when we come back, Amy, you decide what you want to wear. You'll sit on his lap. We'll bring Charlie Stossel in. We'll review the movies. Hold on, I got a girl for you on the phone here, Robert. Here is Becky.
Hello.
Hey, Becky.
I'll go on a date with you, Robert the Angry Mailman.
Oh, hell yeah. Stay on hold. We will get you a number, size, and measurements.
But you can't bring any dildos, though.
All right, Robert, can you do that?
I can't. It's hard to promise. It might just be in the car.
Come on. You can go dildo for you.
Yeah, okay. I'll clean out the car.
All right.
Okay.
All
right. No clips either.
All right. Hold on a second. Homo Joe's on the phone. Hey, Homo Joe.
Homo Joe here, Dynamike.
Dynamike.
Homo Joe. How you doing, Homo?
I'm doing fine here, Angry Me. I mean, were you down at the leather rack vinyl bin doing toys?
No, sir.
You sure?
No, I was in the straight section. How about that?
Okay, that means you were at Leather Weekend and bought it over there.
Hey, man, I ain't got no problem with the homosexual community. I love homosexuals.
Like,
you're a nice guy.
You know,
I really like your segments on the show, but don't imply because I have a dildo that I'm a sissy.
No. I didn't say that, dude. Didn't say that because I know a lot of bi guys that like dildos, you know?
Oh, my God.
What is four, pal?
All right,
Amy. I'm with Don on this one. Mine's in the exit.
Okay.
What happens with the rest of the world?
Mm-hmm.
Right
he's not
on.
Not going in with me, okay?
Right on. Homo Joe, hey,
yes, sir.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Robert, you get to meet him tomorrow night.
Okay.
I've met him before.
Very good.
All right. Oh, well, I didn't know you met him.
At the leather place.
At the leather rack. Yeah, when you were getting your anal eat.
Yeah.
Who is this? Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hey, I just had a quick comment for you, sir.
Yes.
You might want to point out to Robert that it is not a clip. A clip is what loads the magazines, and I don't know anybody that owns a gun. They own weapons.
Well,
Don, you are on the air, sir.
Robert, would you like to answer this gentleman?
Smell like the Liddy.
Hi, Joker. What's your weapon's name? It's Barbara Ann, whatever, man.
All right.
I know how to pull the trigger, dude.
All right.
You want to come to this show? Come on out to the bowling alley on the 13th and talk that mess.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye to you. I don't think he liked that.
We got a break?
I don't know.
When we come back, it'll be... hold on a second. Here is Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I'm getting over my winter cold. I was doing too much
dipping. Is that what they call it now?
I was
would you stop, Robert?
What did you say?
What they call it now?
The outbreak of herpes on the mouth?
I'm down to 2 pills a day.
There you go. Because, hey, it was just...
You and Rosie O'Donnell. I can see you two together. God damn.
Oh, baby.
Sexy.
You have no idea.
God damn, you're sexy.
I'd rather be with...
Girl, the Big Dyke.
Shut up, Robert. Shut up.
I'd rather be with Kooky Ann Hayes than Rosie O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're a lipstick lesbian.
I want to learn her secret language she used to talk to her special friends.
They're all calling now.
I want to kick you. I want to try to turn you back.
You are...
Oh, you have no idea. It wouldn't take much.
Really? Well, Cheryl.
Listen, I'm going to be changing my name soon.
Wow, Cheryl must have some problems in the love life, Robert. It's a moment.
Changing my name soon, you guys.
Moment of opportunity.
What? Taking the G off of Big.
Hey, I'll take care of you.
Cheryl the Bye Dye.
There you go. Yeah.
Cheryl, you coming to the Vegas show tomorrow night?
Yes, and guess what? Now I can get rejected by double the amount of people.
Cheryl.
I'm hearing right now, Robert, will you do Cheryl tomorrow night?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
Right. Hey.
We'll take the challenge together.
As Joe says he's trisexual, so am I. I'll try anything at least once.
All right. Goodbye, Cheryl. Okay. See you tomorrow night.
Bye-bye.
All right, so Robert, you really gonna bang Cheryl?
Hey, you know what?
I think Dyke?
Cheryl?
Hell no.
Cheryl sounded a little down.
Yeah,
we gotta cheer
Wouldn't
Cheryl.
Wouldn't you
up
be
tomorrow.
Too?
Gotta cheer Cheryl up tomorrow night.
Shut up. I love you, Cheryl.
We will be funny ladies.
We'll
just shut up.
What am I doing, man?
I gotta go to a break.
Okay, go to a break.
Okay.
Shut up.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
It's being paid out. But that's okay.
A little variety
is always good.
It started with a simple thought that perhaps once in a while someone would come in and debate Charlie on movies.
Right.
You know, it speaks to Charlie's level of security, though. Basically, he's been unflappable.
Yeah.
Through all of these dramatic changes in his segment.
Well, it's time for a movie man, Charlie Stassel.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico. Here's movie man, Charlie Stassel.
What the hell?
I was telling Mike outside, at least she didn't go lesbo.
Yeah. And I said to Charlie, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Right, anything's possible.
Sometimes you just say, what the hell.
Yeah. We are going to review movies now. Charlie is going to review them. I guess maybe, is Robert not going to join us? Here he comes.
Come on, Robert.
Are you kidding?
Robert and Amy.
You got the song.
Yeah. For Charlie and Robert. Charlie, how many movies are we looking at this weekend?
Don, it is, remember, as you know, Super Bowl week.
Oh, dear. Christ, this girl Amy is all over Robert.
She is kind of giving him a hug.
Don't tell me to shut up. You can't do something like that and not have him say that.
She seems to be enjoying his company.
She's enamored. Enamored with the man.
She's so nice.
Yes, she is. She's sitting in Robert's lap. She's hugging him.
Is your husband a brother?
What?
Don't throw her off the
platform. I said, Robert, can Amy answer a question, please?
Let her speak.
Is your husband a brother?
Actually, I have never been with a brother.
Really?
Really?
Ever been with the black guy?
Robert?
I never have.
Robert, that bodes well for you. Very good.
Give it to me, baby. I don't know. Give it to me. Give me that funky stuff.
Charlie,
oh, dear.
Charlie, what are the movies we're looking at this week?
Again, as you know, Super Bowl weekend, nobody is going to be releasing any movies because Sunday is basically a wash day.
Right.
And Saturday is kind of a wash day as well. So we have two movies that are out this week.
Okay.
The first being the Nicole Kidman in Birthday Girl.
Now, you know what? I'm kind of coming around on Nicole Kidman a little bit.
Welcome to my world.
And welcome to the group.
Not that she's
She is not only a fantastic actress, but an absolute grade A piece of ass.
I mean, somebody who has improved with age.
That's what. Not that I think she's so much a POA, but I think that she's a better actress than I gave her credit for.
And she was incredibly sexy.
But she was just in movies because she was banging Tom Cruise.
Well, you know, the movie Eyes Wide Shut, which she did with Tom Cruise. And I think Tom Cruise, one of the worst actors, in my opinion. Most overrated. I don't like Tom Cruise. Nicole Kidman.
Robert, what are you guys doing over there?
We're just having a good time. Go ahead. We're listening to your movie review, Charlie.
Jesus. Robert has this.
That's eating grin.
Robert has.
Where's your hand, Robert?
Chick Amy on her
pants. Okay.
Right here, officer.
Where's the second?
Right here, officer.
There you go. Okay.
Amy seems to truly be enjoying herself.
She big smile on her face.
Sure, why not?
And I come together.
Anything we should know over there, Amy, at all? Anything going on?
Not for her.
I hope not.
Do you feel anything in your...
Hey.
No, what I'm asking you is Robert is... You're sitting in his lap.
Oh, she nodded yes. She nodded
no,
yes.
No, I didn't.
I thought you just did.
Oh, no, I was probably just...
Hi. No,
she doesn't want her husband to know that she's sitting on Robert's big wood.
You said it, Don.
So what were we talking about?
I think what movie were we talking about?
What movie, Charlie?
And Birthday Girl.
Nicole Kidman. Yes, right, she's underrated as an actress.
But go get Moulin Rouge, and there is... even better looking than she was in Eyes Wide Shut.
That is the movie that's on my list because I want to see Nicole.
That's a good movie. But we're here for the birthday. Look at him over there.
The birthday girl.
Her head is down in his lap.
This is where plays a Russian chick, right?
She plays a mail-order bride that goes to see Ben Chaplin, who is a Londoner down on his luck. She comes over with this great Russian accent, and they bond with pornography. She pulls porn out of every which way, so
why
they
are
decide
you, why
to
are
hook
you
up.
Putting your hand over Robert's mouth, Amy? What, Amy?
I'm trying to get him to respect Charlie.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
Thank you.
Yeah, it hasn't worked yet.
Robert was born loud.
Charlie, just go ahead.
But the movie is 3.5 years old.
Really?
Made quite some time ago, and now kind of brought out. Again, Super Bowl weekend, not a lot happening.
But getting great reviews.
No, middling review.
Really? I read a great review of it.
No, that is so cute.
That is pretty interesting that the movie would be in the can for 3.5 years.
There is an Eddie Murphy movie that has been in the can for 2 years that may get released this spring called The Adventures of Pluto Nash.
Really?
Yeah, so it does happen on occasion that they get lost.
All right, how many dolls do you give the Nicole Kidman movie?
She's very good, and Ben Chaplin is not bad in the film, but it's average.
Okay, Robert? Robert, what? Are you even going to review the movie?
What, father?
All right, Charlie.
Okay. This movie sucked.
All right,
there you go.
Robert, but she is pretty.
Nicole
Kidman is a pretty ass bitch.
She is. Thank you. Thank you, Robert. Charlie, what is the second movie?
Slackers. This movie now might... This is rated SM for submoronic. This may be worst movie I've seen in a whole year.
Wow.
It is about three college guys who get anything they want, any way they want.
Ooh,
well, they meet up with the kid from Rushmore. Jason Schwartzman, who is very nerdy, like he was in Rushmore, says, if you guys don't hook me up with this girl I love, the model James King...
I hated Rushmore.
I liked Rushmore. I hated
Rushmore,
the Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah, didn't we talked about
it? Yeah, we both hate that movie.
Don't go to the Royal Tenenbaums, but that's another story.
Robert's putting the dildos in his ears now.
Oh, Lord.
Man.
Anything.
I thought it was a Q-tip.
Jesus Christ. All right.
Agreed. Charlie, I agree with you.
So in this movie, he threatens.
Jesus Christ. Amy, what are you doing over there? What are you doing?
I'm just trying to take all this in.
Well, that's what Robert wants. That's what Robert wants you to do.
Yeah, he wants you to take all of it in.
Charlie,
he threatens the wives three
my
that he will turn them into the school if they don't help him get hooked up, and it goes from there. Let the wacky hijinks begin.
Slackers.
It gets a zero.
Oh.
Zero dolls.
Zero dolls.
I
couldn't disagree more with the slacker over here. It's a great movie. And Jesus Christ, she's good looking. God damn. But anyway.
Robert's distracted.
It's a great movie. A lot of laughs. A lot of, kind of the same hygiene? Frame as, all the scary movie and all the other crap. Just done.
You didn't see it, did you, Robert?
Hell no.
Charlie, one that was out last week, we didn't have you on last week because we were in New York on Friday. I think Fred and I might go see that Richard Gere movie this
weekend. The Mothman Prophecy.
Is that any good?
It's scary in parts, and there are people who are on the other side of the fence. Either people are loving it or hating it.
Okay.
There's no in between. I didn't think it was half bad.
Richard Gere's due.
Very much so.
Robert
is
due.
That's what I said.
All right,
never stop.
Robert, I have a treat for you now.
I'm going to enjoy this.
You're going to enjoy this.
Why are you going to enjoy it?
Because for once,
I wrote one on you.
This guy, Pat Morse, has written hate letters to Charlie Stossel for 5 years.
Years.
He overnights them, priority mails them, so we receive them on Fridays.
D.A.
Robert wrote a letter in response to Pat Morse on Charlie's behalf.
Which is greatly appreciated.
A couple of weeks ago.
Hey, let me see that photo book while he's reading that letter.
Amy, what did you bring in photos of?
No. It was a prom.
Hey, Charlie, pass it over here. Throw it.
All right, good.
I saw snakes and turtles.
Wait, hold on a second. What's not in there?
Nothing.
No, there are blank pages in there, Don, where there should be photos.
Were there some nudes?
Yeah, I haven't.
Robert, did she show you naked pictures of her?
Scantily clad photos?
No balls.
Hey, Robert.
Wow. Balls. Don't make me say it, Bo.
This is like bringing food just when you have to bring enough to share.
How many?
No. You have to bring enough.
How many pets do you have?
Are you kidding?
Yeah. How many pets? No, I'm not.
This photo of
a zoo?
I don't know.
I mean, really, you have a lot of animals?
I see a ton.
She's got a flat stomach, too.
Pictures of raccoons and dogs and cats and horses.
What's this about coons?
Snakes and reptiles.
Coons in cages, huh?
But was there a naked picture of Amy in there?
I plead the fifth, sir.
You know what? Hey, are we friends or not?
We are brothers.
Yeah, really. How about a little something for
sharing
the brothers?
Sharing means caring.
She's on my lap, man.
All right, get up for a second. Show us whatever picture you're hiding from us.
She doesn't.
Please.
It doesn't show anything.
Well, then
let's see.
Then
what's
Amy,
the problem?
Please.
I'll go get it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Amy.
And you, Amy.
You're naughty.
You're a hard one to read.
You are a hard one to read.
Big CT, you are. Jesus Christ. Yeah,
there's a lot going on there.
You got any guys, like, buried in the backyard or anything like that?
Yeah, there's evil.
Anybody get a little of that Black Widow vibe here?
Yeah. Evil.
Really?
Wow.
I think Buzz likes Amy.
Well, who doesn't? Who among us doesn't?
Yeah,
well,
thank you. She's blowing a kiss. Buzz. Yeah. I think Buzz
How
likes
about
Amy.
That?
Wow.
Okay, wow. Right. Let me just tap my pen nervously for a minute.
Robert,
get the picture out of your pants.
Come here.
Let me see the picture.
Oh, Robert, pull your pants up for God's sake.
Let me
see.
Now, what's wrong with that?
No, that's
a nice picture.
Okay.
Then why were you so concerned?
That's a sensual photo of Amy. She's topless. You can't see anything, but she has a snake covering her breasticles.
Wow.
I got my pants around my ankles.
Oh, he does. Oh, my God.
Robert,
pull your pants up.
Pull your pants up.
Robert, Jesus Christ, I don't want to see that. Pull your pants up.
Robert,
somebody tell me when it's done.
Robert, please pull your pants up.
Did he pull his pants up?
They're on the way up.
There, pull your pants.
Please pull your pants up.
Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
Man, come on, help him, brother. Amy, here's your picture book back.
Come on.
All right, now listen, we're running short on time, so let me just read the letter. This letter, Dear Don, only read this letter when Robert the Mailman is in the studio. It's about him.
Okay.
As Amy goes back,
F you, maggot,
to her position in Robert's lap.
Now that his pants are up.
Dear Don and Mike, this letter is not about Charlie Stossel, but is instead directed towards Robert the Angry Mailman. Hey, douchebag. I heard you were trying to bust my balls last week with your weak-ass letter. The book War and Peace was a lot more humorous than your moronic dribble, and by the way, a hell of a lot shorter, too.
Why are you laughing?
First off, I grew up in Northern California, not in Hollywood, dickweed. Secondly, I don't have a working partner. I work alone. Why don't you do everybody a favor and drop this image of how you come into the studio portraying yourself as an angry black man? We all know deep down inside you're just a timid little weasel who has some serious issues to deal with.
Wow.
Hell, I bet that girly man Charlie Stossel could kick your postal ass. In addition,
you're laughing. I find that funny.
In addition,
do you think he could kick my ass?
I'm just laughing, looking at your reaction.
In addition,
please, please let me read. No fighting,
children. Okay, all right.
In addition,
I know you're in the mood to.
Yeah, exactly. Right. In addition, why don't you drop the pimp look of wearing your gold chains around your chicken neck? Truth be told, you couldn't get laid at a whore's convention, you effing loser.
Wow.
Hey, Robert, why don't you stick to what you do best, such as losing the mail on a weekly basis, getting hit by teacup poodles, and then taking the next 2 weeks off for 6 weeks? and continuing to hoard the Christmas mail in your mom's basement. Oh, by the way, your occupation is nothing more than that of a glorified paperboy who goes on his daily route.
Oh, wow.
Any retard or monkey could do your job.
Oh,
wow. Hey, Don, whatever you do, don't invite this clown to your Super Bowl party. He would not be a good compliment to Mr. 40 or Grady Smoke. Deep down, Robert's personality resembles that of an Uncle Tom.
Oh, you got him mad now.
Okay. He talks a good game, but really he's just a boot kisser who should be shining shoes in the deep south.
Oh, my God.
He's got no backbone to speak of, and frankly, he's got no personality.
Wow.
Hey, Robert, the bottom line is that when you enter Don and Mike's studio, you bring nothing to the table. Your act is tired and non-threatening and very much contrived.
Jesus.
Just do the right thing, as Spike Lee would say, and get back to the cow that you call your girlfriend and start to suckle on her 8 teats.
Oh.
Also, give her food stamps so she can waddle to the nearest drugstore to purchase moisturizing lotion to spread it on her fat, pimply ass.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. Sincerely, Pat Morris. P.S. Is there any chance you will be receiving some anthrax in the near future?
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Now, something you said to Pat about Pat Morris, it hit the button.
I got his ass.
Yeah, I guess so.
I got another one coming.
All right.
Very good. It'll continue.
It will continue. You'll have another one by next Friday.
Mm-hmm. Write your letter.
What a segment.
Oh, yeah.
So, Charlie, in essence, the two movies that are out this weekend.
Go see Beautiful Mind, go see Ocean's 11, some of the older pictures.
I'd see anything with Nicole Kidman.
Oh, Amy.
Yeah, but the movie Slackers you didn't like.
Oh, no.
But the other one's better than Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, much better.
Robert, will you be sleeping with Amy anytime in the near future?
Probably in the next 20 minutes.
Very good.
Next 20 minutes. Amy, it was very nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you.
You bad girl. All of you, please get out of here.
Bye.
See you all.
There's been way too many people in the studio.
Have an exquisite
40s
weekend.
Album. I have it.
Yeah.
It's a great album.
Oh,
and I got Mr. 40's back. It's a great album. Go out and get it.
Wow.
We much love Mr. 40.
We will see you tomorrow night at the Vegas Style Show.
See you tomorrow night, Robert.
Thank you.
You got it. See you there.
Right. Bye, guys.
Hey, Amy, you can come too if you want. Just don't bring your husband.
Okay.
Okay.
You got a yes. There you go.
No. Stop this.
Why?
Just because she's pretty, you giving her a pass.
There you go.
Hey.
That's right.
We just saw her boob.
Robert.
You know, wait.
You want her to be at the Las Vegas Style Show.
Using me to get on the show.
Come here.
Come here. We're just not over with.
No. Would you like to come to the Las Vegas Style Show tomorrow night?
You hear this S?
What's wrong with that?
Would you like to come? I had to practically beg to get on, and he's like,
you would love to come?
I would love to come.
There you go.
You're very
excited.
Robert,
not coming.
Wow. Robert,
she's done nothing.
Don't you want her to be there with you?
She's invited.
I'm going to tap my pen nervously
again. I'm frustrated. Robert, I'm going to screw somebody tomorrow.
Robert, she hasn't been sitting on my lap the whole time.
Cheryl's
going
to be there for you.
Or Homo Joe, whatever.
Bye. All right, listen, you're invited. Okay?
You're invited.
Whatever.
You're Robert.
All right, listen, that's not fair.
All right, everybody get out.
Bye.
Everybody get out.
Yeah, Charlie, need to talk to you during the break.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. A little defensive he is.
Hey, Buzz.
Well,
yes.
Robert, the mailman.
Amy's coming to the party.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
You just...
You know, Charlie, I've never seen him before. Charlie just looks winded.
Charlie's great. You know what? Charlie's handling it the only way he can.
Very patient.
Really?
Well, I don't know what I just said. I didn't mean it to come out like that.
Charlie's handling it
the only way he can. Total defeat.
No, listen. You know what? Charlie's been on the show for years. He'll continue to be on the show for years.
Charlie is not threatened at all, and Charlie's just, you know, the only way he chooses to handle the situation is just plod right along.
I
right.
mean, for me, I want to hear what Charlie has to say about movies, but frankly, I like other stuff going on while he's doing it.
I always want to hear what Charlie has to say about movies.
Right. See you tomorrow.
It's always very interesting.
I don't know why Robert's so mad we invited his girlfriend to the party tomorrow.
I don't know. Yeah. That's a very, very strange reaction.
Don't know.
You know what it is? Robert's giving, you know, Robert feels like he controlled the whole situation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then you exerted a little control over it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you just saw the joy parade go by out there.
Yeah. Lisa, then Amy, and then Robert.
And Deborah Dean.
And Deborah Dean.
Hello, Deborah.
Let's go to Buzz right now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Well, Robert is walking back this way.
No.
Now, see, I don't understand why he'd be upset, because he'll be at the Las Vegas Style Show as well.
I know. I thought I'm doing a brother a favor.
Exactly.
Buzz, what is your lead story in the news and comments today?
Are you ready for this? Brace yourself. Anthrax turns up at the FCC.
Ha ha.
Oh, man.
Well, if it has to go somewhere.
Oh, no.
If it must go somewhere.
You don't mean that.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, there'd probably be a few other places you'd like it right now.
All right, maybe the FCC would be number three. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, damn straight. Hey, baby. Oh, baby.
What's the word for playing a crap pot?
Like a five-star BJ. The Don and Mike program.
Let's go to, was that a tribute to Joe Artinger?
Yes, it was. Thank you for noticing.
Let's go right to Radio's Guy Birdley. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The dramatic events of the last few minutes have compelled me to change the lead story. It is now this. There's a report that Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl has been killed by his kidnappers in Pakistan.
Bastards.
Oh, effers. CNN says it's received an email from those claiming to hold Pearl, and it says he's been killed. A spokesman for the company that owns the journal says, we've seen the latest reports, and we remain hopeful they are not true. The 38-year-old Pearl was abducted over a week ago in Karachi while trying to get an interview with a militant Muslim group. Earlier today, a caller purporting to represent his kidnappers phoned the U.S. consulate in Karachi and demanded $2 million and the release of the former Taliban ambassador to Pakistan. Caller said Pearl would be killed if his demands were not met in 36 hours.
Sucks on ice.
Wife, who's 6 months pregnant.
Yeah. And over there with him.
And it's possible, it is possible, of course, that he's still alive and this is all part of the terror effort. And
you know, what I wanted to point out to us is what I heard the other night, really, that more journalists have died in this conflict than servicemen.
That's true. Mike, I said that yesterday.
Oh, you did? It bears repeating.
Great minds think alike. Sorry, but right. Yeah. No, I heard the same report, and it's kind of scary.
It is. It is indeed.
Anthrax.
And just let me say this. How come the journalists, the ones who are being killed are the good ones? And how come the ones like Bob Levy are still alive?
Bob Levy, because he sits in his office.
Why can't we send Bob Levy and Jeffrey York over there?
Dr. Gridlock.
Gridlock.
Bob Levy and Jeffrey York, send them into remote areas that are known to be dangerous.
Thank God. Wearing Uncle Sam uniforms.
Excuse me, do you know a clever word for the sound the Metro makes?
There
you go.
Thank goodness Geraldo has a gun. Anthrax has turned up again in Washington, this time at the mail facility for the Federal Communications Commission. Word is the amount found is too small to be dangerous, but the FCC says it's stopping incoming mail for now. No incoming mail right now at the FCC.
Does it have a WJFK return address on it?
I don't know. We'll have to check. FCC workers are being given antibiotics just to be safe. The mail area is being decontaminated. And more scary stuff from the government about terrorism. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has just revealed that an Al-Qaeda official told the FBI there would be a second airline attack, this time on a nuclear power plant. And he said that if U.S. military jets try to interfere, the plane would be flown into the nearest tall building. The Al-Qaeda official said the attack was already planned and that three people were already in the U.S. working with non-Arabs. The FBI confirms all this, but says it's old news and that the threat was determined not to be credible. America's nuclear plants have been on high alert since September 11th anyway.
That was kind of what they were doing last night on Channel 5. And now keep in mind that I think here's the mindset of the TV stations, that the last time they went through the sweeps, 9/11 was real fresh.
Right.
So they didn't, try to sensationalize things.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But now that it's 6 or 7 months later, now that they're getting into the sweeps, last night on Channel 5 they had the big graphic, alert, alert, alert. Right. And they had, the girl in front of the nuclear power plant.
Right.
You know, could this be a possible target?
And, here's what's weird. I mean, this is a different take on this. This is probably the first time that I don't mind that kind of hype, even though they're doing it probably for the wrong reasons. One of the ways I've felt for the last month or so is that we are not vigilant enough. I think that we have, in a very brief period of time, gotten a little complacent again, and if that keeps people's guard up, so be it.
I think that's what the president was saying the other night, and I think the president's remarks have fueled some of what you're seeing on TV
now.
And
it's better than, you know, this iced tea could kill you.
Yeah. Well, Channel 4 has got lots of that Liz Crenshaw crap.
Oh, that garbage. Right. You know, don't you hate that when they do that? No, you know, it's like, this water, the air you breathe could make you very, very sick.
Could kill you.
And then when you get to the actual story, it's if the air you breathe is, you know, standing there while drinking arsenic next to a bus.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Well, at least the economy's looking good. Some experts say there may not be a recession after all. And if there was one, they say it's over now.
Right.
Unemployment dropped last month for the first time in 7 months. Personal incomes are up for the first time in 6 months.
Jump right back into the market.
Here's some of the bookkeepers around here right now. You're trying to balance the books.
I think they might have it.
We're still under budget.
Those don't sound like crayons.
The Fed's even decided against another cut in interest rates this week, a sign that it thinks the economy is stronger. That pushed the stock market upward this week. But President Bush says not good enough. He says the economy is still soft. He says not enough new jobs are being created, and he's standing by his plan for more tax cuts.
I think there might be some new jobs created here very soon.
Very much so.
There might be six or seven jobs being created very soon.
Yeah, we're making jobs.
The Red Cross has turned it around. They're
making jobs.
The charity says it will have handed out 90% of the September 11th money by the first anniversary of the attack.
And as you know, that is totally something that the listeners cannot relate to. When I said that we're creating jobs, you did
that.
Yeah,
I know. That was for you, Don.
I know where you were. pulled on your shirt collar like, whoa.
Oh, it's a little warm in here, huh?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Ah, buy the love seat.
All right. The money goes, of course, from the Red Cross Fund.
He already bought the furniture. He just asked me if he should return it or not.
Oh, no. I put down a deposit. It hasn't been delivered yet. So, you know, let me know within the next day.
No, buy the furniture,
right.
Buzz.
Okay.
Buy the furniture.
The Red Cross money goes to the families of the victims, of course, and the Red Cross is promising to distribute it fairly.
Or just buy some weed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
the way things are going.
Rob was...
Sometimes he picks his spot, doesn't he?
So, Rob, I guess what you are intimating is that when...
That love seat was in quotation marks.
Right.
Yeah.
Should I return the love seat?
Yeah.
Right, sure. Exactly. Like it's love seat. Right.
I got a guy delivering the love seat on Saturday. The distribution plan has been approved by an outside party. The Red Cross found itself the center of controversy after word the charity might hold some of the money for, and I quote, future emergencies.
You're coming with us. Buy the seat.
Okay. Yay. Is this any
way? We're all going together. We're all for
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and
right.
One for all.
Well, except Joe.
Oh,
oh, God. I'm kidding.
Joe, of course.
Joe, go ahead and buy your paper plates. You're fine. We're taking you with us, too.
Is this any way to run a railroad? Amtrak says it's laying off 700 people, and it's talking about making other cutbacks, even threatening to end its long-distance rail service. The government-assisted railroad is under pressure from Congress to get its finances in order, something it hasn't managed to do, even though ridership is way up. One congressional committee is expected to recommend next week that Amtrak be broken up into several smaller companies, and that the train business be open to competition.
Well, here's an Amtrak spokesman.
We really got off heavy on it, you know. It was great.
Well, there's the problem.
Thank you. There he is, Mr. Amtrak. Thank you.
The family of presidential niece Noelle Bush admitted this week she has a substance abuse problem.
We have Noelle Bush also, don't we?
Yes, we do. Sure, we do.
Yeah, we have a comment from Noelle Bush.
Would you mind helping me?
She could have gotten help earlier if Florida police hadn't given her a break when she crashed her car there 2 years ago. They didn't test her for drugs, even though she had admitted at the time she'd taken a prescription drug.
I'm all wrecked. I just got a shower. Sorry, I'm not wearing any clothes.
Well, you might want to pay attention to Buzz's news story.
Maybe that's why they just gave her a ticket and an aide to her dad, the governor, drove her home.
Here's the question I have to ask you.
Yeah.
Would you mind taking off your clothes for me?
Yeah, we'll do.
I'm enjoying the news right now.
No, she wasn't speaking to you.
Oh, okay. Noelle Bush has at least 4 auto accidents on her record.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, that's what I said.
We had a good time that night. I got off on the intimacy of it. It was really fun.
Jeb Bush.
A Seattle radio station has been fined $14,000 for a wacky DJ stunt. The station was cited for, and I quote, willfully and repeatedly broadcasting indecent language. That would seem unavoidable considering the stunt. To win concert tickets, male contestants were asked to use part of their anatomies to lift or pull objects.
Well, now, you know, let me just say that that's something that we've done before on this show. That we've had guys lift weights with their penis and their scrotes before.
Yeah, I mean that can be done. You just tell them not to, you know, use the F word.
The company that owns the station has never been cited for indecency before, and it argues that, and I quote...
Seattle.
Explicit discussions of male genitalia are common today on radio and television, says the radio station.
Not on this show.
Wait a minute. Hold on. The FCC is fining them for...
$14,000.
For what?
The language that was used, I guess, in...
To discuss guys'
promoting and
stuff?
Describing the contest where guys...
Well, that's why they're getting sent anthrax in the mail. That's just... That's wrong.
Well, the FCC says it was acting on a complaint it got from a listener in the mail, I would presume.
So what they do is say, this guy's got a big C... And he's going to take his C and pull the truck with his C, with his big C.
Look at that big hard C. God damn. Look at the helmet on that C.
He is a C-smith.
Wow, God. Hey, girls, would you like to suck that C?
Wow.
I mean, come on, how can you get in trouble doing that contest?
Exactly. If you look up smart career choices, you might find a picture of Pamela Anderson.
Oh, hard C.
The inflated and deflated former Baywatch beauty says she may quit her syndicated TV show.
This little girl had knockers.
To become a stripper for her boyfriend's stage show. Her current boyfriend is Kid Rock, also known as 31-year-old Bob Ritchie. The 34-year-old Pamela Anderson.
Hold on, that might be
Bob Ritchie.
Bob Ritchie. That might be the best bit of journalism you've given us recently.
You're welcome.
That's right.
That from now on we can refer to Kid Rock as Bob Ritchie.
Bob Ritchie.
Bob.
That's almost as funny as Mr. 40's real first name being Chuck.
Charles. The 34-year-old Pam Anderson tells Extra, I was thinking I would just take pole dancing lessons and go on the road.
What's Kid Rock's name again?
Bob Ritchie.
Hey, Bob Ritchie with you.
Bobby Ritchie.
Because I'm a cowboy. Here's Bob Ritchie, everybody.
Cowboy Bob. TV notes, David Letterman marks his 20th year on the air tonight without any fanfare. Any fanfare.
Big fan of the new bit on David Letterman's show. You can have something from Alan Coulter's office.
Although, you know, he's not going to make a big deal about it.
Right.
He talks about it every night.
Yeah, he's been talking about
every
it.
Every night he talks about the fact that he's been on TV for 20 years, so he wants to do something.
Well, he was offered a primetime special by CBS and he turned it down, but it's on his mind. Oh, you better get that.
No, go ahead, Buzz.
Telephone.
Okay. Letterman's contract with CBS runs out in August. No word yet on whether he'll move, stay put, or retire.
Somebody get the phone. The phone is ringing.
All right.
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave.
Hi, Dave.
I wonder if you would take a request.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going to real estate. Oh, man.
Happy 20, douchebag. Buzz, we got a break.
Opposite Letterman tonight, Dennis Miller starts a new season on HBO.
Oh. No, that's good. That's worth TiVoing. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry about the confusion, Larry, but you know the network.
Yeah, they are a bunch of business.
Your source for bad horse, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's do the toe tapping. There they are with your chance to win money or a prize back for crazy songs, man. Be the 100th caller. 877-365-3636. Dial recklessly. Here now is Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Police outside London were flooded with cell phone calls the other day from passengers on a commuter train. The callers were disturbed by something a lot of them had seen on their way to work that day. A man having sex with a goat.
Hello.
Hello, Eddie.
The 23-year-old chef was having his way with the goat at a busy intersection.
There you are, darling.
He was eventually tackled by a couple of citizens, one of whom was out walking his dog.
Relax, darling.
The man now faces bestiality charges.
That's my girl.
A vet who examined the goat says it suffered no serious injuries.
No, of course not. I'm a gentle lover.
But he describes the goat as subdued.
Easy, darling, easy. Daddy's going to... There we are now. There we are now. No more pain. No more pain. There we go.
I suppose it's...
Who's your daddy?
Daddy.
I suppose it's no surprise that Germans who still support the work of Adolf Hitler also support the work of Satan.
Well...
A murder trial has brought to light an apparent rise of Satanism in Germany.
Wish there were certain bowlers that knew that.
Experts say the anti-religion may have as many as 7,000 followers in Germany, most of them also Nazis. One expert says the problem's actually worse in the U.S. and Great Britain than it is in Germany.
There you go, darling.
He says the internet gets a lot of the credit for the spread of Satanism.
Easy does it. Daddy.
Ah.
There we are.
Interesting experiment at a university in Scotland. They asked 30 students to say how attractive they found the faces in a series of pictures.
He's the pig!
The men looked at female faces. The women looked at male faces.
Well, oh, she is a hottie. That other one is crap.
What none of them knew is that the faces they most often selected as their favorites, as the most attractive, were pictures of themselves that had been feminized or masculinized.
See by, you in Toledo.
By a computer program.
That's why I like to J.O.
Psychologists say this supports a theory that we look for mates who look like us, or more specifically, our parents. And they say that means that a certain amount of inbreeding may not be such a bad thing after all.
It's a good idea.
You heard it here first. A big controversy in Providence, Rhode Island these days involves feces.
Always, Buzz. I used to work there. Always. Feces, big part of living in Rhode Island.
Apparently so.
You got to pronounce it the way the locals do. Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
R-O-D-I-S-L-A-N.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. State police are now investigating the county sheriff who's accused of leaving feces in a judge's chambers. The sheriff says it was
what
a
chambers?
Says it was a joke that even the judge enjoyed. The 64-year-old sheriff, who's never been in any kind of trouble before, now has a record for placing what he says was artificial feces in the judge's chambers.
Ah, fake poop.
After the judge had complained about someone not flushing his toilet. The sheriff says he bought a Christmas stocking full of reindeer pellets and left one of the pellets on the judge's toilet seat.
Hey, 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 take it easy. You'll get a stomachache if you swallow it like that.
He says the rumor mill has turned that into real feces in the judge's sink. Quoting the sheriff, it was stupid, I wouldn't do it again, but in this business, if you don't have a sense of humor, you're not going to make it.
Good for him. Two other points about Providence, back when I worked there, back in the late 70s. First, I told you the way they pronounced disco was D-O.
Yeah.
D-I-H-O.
It's weird.
When is D-O Saturday night? And the other thing is, you can pick up a request line at Pro FM, and you go Pro FM, and you would hear these three words all the time.
Play more Kiss.
That they was, love for Kiss. Whatever reason, Kiss rules in Providence.
That's I can understand why.
It'd be Rhode Island,
right?
Ditto, play more Kiss. That's all you need to know.
They're playing more Kiss in Germany now. In sports, the NCAA has put Alabama's football program on probation for 5 years, cut its scholarships, and says...
Whoa, that's trouble for the Crimson Tide.
No bowls for the Tide for the next 2 years.
No bowls, that's what I need, no bowls.
And finally, a short and sweet item...
I think if your wife has her way, you'll have no bowls. You'll have no plates, you'll have no dishes.
That's right, but I was just talking about the bathroom bowl.
Okay.
Keith Jackson, but thanks for bringing that up.
Finally, a short and sweet item from the police blotter section of the Chicago Tribune. A police in suburban Schaumburg, Illinois, have arrested a 44-year-old man on public indecency charges after he allegedly exposed himself. The man was reportedly sitting in his van, wearing nothing but a black bra.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! Go have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for all your calls. Great show today. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. We'll be back Monday with the all-new episode. Tomorrow night, we're going to a listener's house for the Las Vegas-style show.
Yay!
We'll reveal that location and tell you everything that happened at the party on Monday's episode. Plus, we'll have the recap of our big Super Bowl party at my house on Sunday night.
All right.
And we'll have the guy here drinking the tea made out of my underpants on Monday.
Very exciting.
Or maybe vice versa. Annandale. Join Mike O'Meara and his Honorable Cramp Blues Band tonight. Main Street USA in Annandale. It's not just music. It's crap. Call 100 time. And here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am 100.
Yeah, you are. Hi, what's your name? Hey, where are you from?
Gettysburg.
Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. All right, listen. I think you know Buzz Burbank is... the listener's friend. Buzz can be counted on. He is a trustworthy sort. We're giving away money and prizes and crap.
Right.
The question...
not the band.
Not the band. The question is, in one of the envelopes Buzz has is money, and one of the envelopes is a so-so prize, and the other envelope is one of our nutty, wacky, zonk prizes. Which envelope would you like? Envelope A, envelope B, or envelope C?
A.
A. And Buzz?
I'll rip it open. Find out what he's won. The answer is, woohoo! You've just won the official radio station prize pack.
All right.
Yay!
Well,
hey, it's a good one now.
Get ready.
This is a good prize.
What is it? You won the Jackson Hewitt tax kit.
Yeah. Wow, how about that?
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel the same way.
Jackson Hewitt will work hard to get what you want. Call 800-234-1040 today for the Jackson Hewitt in your neighborhood and Buzz. Just to be fair, open up the other envelope.
In envelope B was $150 again.
Hey!
And in envelope C, the Zonk Prize, a brand new, never been used Q-tip.
Ah. Oh,
thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. All right, well, let's go Rams. And we'll be back Monday with the all-new episode. Next week on the show, the big Booger Olympics.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Plus the debut of porno football. Wednesday night, your Fighting Gutter Balls. We'll be at the Biltmore Lanes in Manhattan as we bowl against the cast of the ABC soap opera One Life to Live.
That will be exciting.
See you then. Have a good weekend. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, ass.
Can you
be kind, ass?
Can you ass?
Toodaloo ass.
Hey. Silly ass.
Have a great weekend, ass.
All right. Throw your hat in the air, ass. Just like Sydney. Tyler. More.
You might just make it at
my mind, ass.
Oh, no. We will see you Monday.
What have I done for you?